Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, and coming up later in the broadcast, we reportedly are going to have the London Guardian reporter on. The reporter for the London Guardian, who just yesterday was making jokes about how he was going to cover Bilderberg if it really existed. He said, if it really exists. And then we got an email from him, Paul Watson did, saying, oh, I'm a fan of Alex Jones. I heard him, you know, on air, criticizing the fact that I'm doing, you know, basically joke reporting. I'm not doing joke reporting. Yes, I'm a comedian hired by The Guardian to cover Bilderberg, but no, I, you know, this is serious, and I'll be happy to come on the show. Well, he's scheduled to be on with us in about an hour and a half, but we're unable to get through to the hotel. We were able to get through to the hotel yesterday where Tucker and both the other reporter are staying. But we're unable to get through right now. So we'll see what happens later in the show with that. Both London Guardian reporter and Jim Tucker from Bilderberg, 2009, outside Athens, Greece. We'll be breaking all of that down in great detail today. In the meantime, I'm going to open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and I'm going to go over the news that we have all linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've also got Chuck Baldwin coming up later. He wrote an excellent article, former presidential candidate, 2008, for the Constitution Party, listed in different federally written reports as basically a terrorist, along with veterans, gun owners, people that buy ammo, and people that, quote, make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution or criticize the Federal Reserve. He'll be joining us because they have this bill introduced that openly says if you're on one of the secret terror extremist list, no judge, no jury, very Kafkaesque, you can't even find out what agencies put you on the list. You just can't buy guns or own firearms anymore. That is racing through the House of Representatives right now, along with another bill, the Cyberbullying Act, that will ban free speech and charge you with a felony if someone says that something you wrote on the Internet hurt their feelings. I'm not kidding. It's the European Union / Soviet model. They already have this in full force there. So that is coming up. It ties into Michael Savage can't go to the UK, and if you criticize open borders, you're arrested. That is a EU law that England is following. Now, Obama announced in his executive order that detainees would have no rights and would be held and tried by secret tribunals if they ever even got a trial. So this is in the Obama deception. Now released, March 12th. So a month and a half, 2 months ago. And now it's big breaking news. Well, we know how to read the executive order. So this was not new news to everybody. Last night it broke that Obama's saying, yeah, I don't think there'll be any rights for detainees. And we're going to hold them indefinitely at new camps around the world. And everybody's freaking out over this. That's what the executive order said. The executive order hailed by the New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, CNN, Fox, everyone, as, oh, he says detainees get rights. And Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and everybody going, look at this communist hardcore pinko Obama, he's gonna let the terrorists go. Well, A, these are all innocent people, basically. They're not being given due process, and they're not going anywhere. So that's all part of the false theater. We'll break that down and a lot more coming up. Big show lined up for you today. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. It's all posted up there right now. We'll cover the economy when we get back and take your phone call. Stay with us. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
A.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, the 14th day of May 2009, and we're scheduled to have multiple journalists from the 2009 Bilderberg Group Conference in Greece coming up on the show today. So stay with us for that, and Chuck Baldwin dealing with the bill tying the DHS document. Anyone the government secretly lists as an extremist or potential extremist will no longer have a Second Amendment right and will have their guns confiscated and will be put on the no gun buy list. There will be no way to get off the list, no one to contact. It's very Kafkaesque. It's right out of 1984. This is the tyranny. Look, when you start accepting torture of brown people, that was a precedent. That was so you could be tortured and so you wouldn't have due process and so you wouldn't have rights and liberties. Every state in the country has used the Patriot Act tens of thousands of times in non-terror related cases. It's been used hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of times. There is no longer a Bill of Rights or Constitution. Now the people are not protected. Lawless criminal corporations have seized control of the federal government and are now looting and stealing everything. It's really very simple. It's very, very simple. Criminals run everything now. And they have high-tech public relations firms there to neutralize and brainwash the public to go along with all of this. There was a story yesterday in The Guardian making jokes about Bilderberg by the author, and then there's another article today. We got it linked up on prisonplanet.com, and he's scheduled to be on the show later. And he tried to walk along the public sidewalk and photograph the hotel Bilderberg Group's meeting in. Police ran over with machine guns and arrested him. And that's now in the news. But the newspaper is kind of reporting on it like he is bad. I mean, he kind of deserves it. It's the same thing when I flew into Canada and they arrested me, interrogated me for 16 hours, said I was going to Canadian federal prison, and sat there screaming at me, spitting in my face with pleasure in little black uniform, you know, monkey outfits. I really felt sorry for him. I mean, these were sacks of petty trash. These were people who lived to sit there terrorizing people in customs. And that's who they are. That's what they live for. I mean, Canadian customs routinely kills people in customs, publicly beats them to death. God forbid you have autism or be deaf or blind or something. I mean, they brutalize the living daylights out of you. And it, remember, this is the Greek police who even mainstream national television caught on video. Police captains directing big burly anarchist and real anarchist. I've never seen a big burly one. They're usually 150 pounds, super pale skin, and the trust fund kids with tattoos all over them coming off of last night's LSD and whiskey binge. No, the anarchists we always see attacking cops and knocking out windows are 6'4", 250 pounds, pure muscle, wearing police boots. And whether it's England or Denver, London, England this year for the G20, or Denver, Colorado, DNC last year, or Montebello, Ottawa, Canada last year, it's confirmed, mainstream news, Toronto Star, Denver Post, London Guardian, it's cops, giant cops. They always pick the big strong ones thinking that, you know, they can beat up the other cops and citizens better and then pose for the news cameras. And they then put that on the news that the evil citizens are out breaking things. And it was Greece last year during the rioting. Turns out it wasn't rioting at all. There's video. We posted it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com of the national newscast, even admitting, well, here's police captains directing so-called anarchists to then go break out windows and bust up people's cars and attack shop windows. And it's all on video as the police in uniform direct plainclothes officers to pose as demonstrators and go down middle-class neighborhoods with sledgehammers busting up car roofs and windshields. And it came out, why did they do that? Well, you had real demonstrators protesting the private banks that are now privatizing and taking over the government, bankrupting everything, people losing their jobs, the nation going into receivership. They couldn't have families with baby strollers and fathers out encircling, mothers and fathers and good-looking families out encircling the banks and saying, you're the real government, you're the criminals, we want to arrest you. They couldn't allow that. And so they had police fan out all over Athens and every other city and bash out storefront windows and beat up women. Just like Seattle, they had the cops. It was actually Army in that case. I guess they couldn't find cops. It was Delta Force commanding hired foundation thugs. I have three different news articles, Seattle Post-Intelligencer, Seattle Times, and whatever the other one is. It's all in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. And King News, local news of the police admitting it. And so Bill Clinton had the feds go in and beat up women. They go, look at those dirty anarchists beating up women. Don't worry, we're going to fight back against them. And then they attacked the 60-plus thousand peaceful demonstrators who were demonstrating against the World Trade Organization. They cannot allow it. They want to send a chilling effect. I got video of police running up and tear gassing, pepper spraying with huge fire extinguisher sized bottles. Babies in baby carriages, and the mothers are trying to get out in Portland, Oregon, that is that case. And the woman's like, let me out, please, let me out. I have a baby. And the cop says, listen, you effing bleeper. To translate, you effing female dog. You shouldn't bring a baby to a protest. Now, I'm supposed to cozy up to the cops and tell them how great they are and tell them, oh, I know these are just the bad cops. But you know what? They got away with that, and they got away with shooting the guy in the back on the platform there in Oakland and then lying and saying all the cameras malfunctioned and that the guy had been fighting the police. And then just so happened a train had stopped across the other side of the platform and videotaped with a cell phone camera the guy in handcuffs being executed and then beat up after they'd shot him in the back. Cops roughing him up. Like they throw a temper tantrum that the cop's gun had gone off and he'd executed him. And so they grab everybody's cell phones on video, but that's all on video, and then lying and saying all the cameras malfunctioned. And it turns out there's three different, first it was one, then two, now three different squad cars that picked up these two black men being shot and killed in their car here in Austin a few days ago. But don't worry, the police chief has been in our studio twice. He says all the squad car video cameras malfunctioned. I guess, though, there's no cell phone video of this, or there isn't cell phone video of it out yet. So, maybe Art Aceveda's telling the truth. Maybe the squad car video cameras really were all turned off in three squad cars. First it was one, then two, now three. I mean, maybe that is what happened. In fact, that's probably the truth. Everything's fine. And then we get the calls here at the office. Well, these guys were probably out robbing people. You know, they were in a car at night. Well, by that logic, if you get hungry at 1 a.m. after watching a movie, you know, the late night movie, and drive up to 7-Eleven to buy a Bluebell Dutch chocolate pint of ice cream, maybe cops should kill you. I mean, maybe they were out stealing. But the point is that they were executed, and now it looks like there's a cover-up going on. And, I mean, every day, ladies and gentlemen, I see these videos, and we air them maybe once a week here. We're not trying to put the cops in a bad light, believe me, or you'd hear a lot more. There's scores of things I could cover every day, and I'm frankly sick of it. I wish it wasn't this way. You know, where they shoot some 9-year-old kid off his bike because he has a yellow plastic gun, and then the cops make excuses about it. You know, I remember one time a cop pulled me over. I had a weight belt in the front seat. He pulled a gun out, almost blew my head off. Now, he apologized and let me go and said my weight belt scared him. But still, I almost got my head blown off. I mean, you know, where is all this going? Look, I'm digressing here. I'm all over the map. It is true. And I've just got incredible news and information here in front of me. And that's the problem. There's just too much of it. I am in overload right now. I know this. As a society, we are at a crossroads. As a society, we are at a historic crossroads. And the choice is clear. We're going into deep tyranny, a technocratic, cybernetic technocracy with drone aircraft and drone hovercraft and drone tanks and robots with weapons patrolling the streets of Tokyo and New York City. I mean, that's all being announced and set up right now. And no, it's not Terminator 4 or 5 or whatever it is. Skynet is already in place. But Skynet hasn't been taken over by the evil machines. Skynet is run by evil humans who want robots that'll do what they're told and carry out all sorts of evil to where the military isn't even needed anymore. And they've already got biological androids, brainwashed cults, psychopaths, and sociopaths that they've hired out of the military for black ops. But they're replacing you now with the Terminators. And they've even got some robots called Terminators going back 30 years. We'll be right back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
There's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet. And they whisper the word revolution. There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast. And they can't. like a whisper in the wind. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
That's right. When you've been enslaved, ladies and gentlemen, you value liberty. You want liberty. But when you've had liberty for so long and don't appreciate it, you don't even recognize tyranny when it replaces liberty until the boots start stomping on your face. And by then your teeth are knocked out. You've bitten half your tongue off. Your eyes are swelled shut and you can't even fight back. Now is the time to resist like never before. Ran a little bit of that song because we're working on news stories and other issues here behind the scenes as they develop, as they unfold. We got Jim Tucker coming up in 30 minutes. And then we got Charlie Skelton, Bilderberg, writer for the London Guardian, coming on, who got detained, arrested, came up. The police started grabbing him, pointed machine guns at him, according to his description and photos that others took of this happening. They're all up on PrisonPlanet.com. Bilderberg 2009 is going on right now. Again, I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com are the websites. And we've also got Chuck Baldwin, Constitution Party presidential candidate, coming on to talk about all these new bills, which are right out of the Soviet Union. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new silver solution liquid form was shown to be a powerful preventative for H5N1 influenza. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and virus. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order now to protect yourself and those you care about. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual-lamp induct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Cases, Asciox-T, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll-free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down the San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. And I am going to be opening the phones up here in just a moment. Coming up, we got Jim Tucker from Bilderberg 2009 and Charlie Skelton, London Guardian reporter who got grabbed by machine gun wielding police for dare trying to walk down the public beach hundreds of yards away from the Bilderberg Hotel, the meeting place this year there in Greece right outside Athens. So that is your good old New World Order. But here is some of the news I have in front of me in the stack today. U.S. foreclosure filings hit record for second month. Obama considers detaining terror suspects indefinitely. The Obama administration is weighing plans to detain some terror suspects on U.S. soil indefinitely and without trial as part of a plan to retool military commission trials that were conducted for prisoners held in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The proposal being floated with members of Congress is another indication of President Barack Obama's struggles to establish his counterterrorism policies, balancing security concerns against attempts to alter Bush administration practices he has harshly criticized. So he's harshly criticizing it, but he's going to continue all of it. As we told you, his executive order said that 3 months ago. I mean, right when he got in office, boom, first thing he did was say it all continues, but we might close Guantanamo. That's like if the cops came to somebody who owned, you know, 100 speakeasies back during Prohibition. And they came to him and said, you know what? You got to close these speakeasies. And he said, okay, I'll think about closing one of them maybe in the next year. And they said, yeah, that's good. Think about closing one of your 100 speakeasies. But these aren't speakeasies. These are people in a basement listening to live music and drinking gin and tonics. This, ladies and gentlemen, is secret arrest and torture. And you had this big sales job by the media of, these are all terrorists. We can't give them trials. We can't give them rights. Yeah, we need to torture them because they're all guilty. They're all terrorists. And then now they use that precedent of the American people. Hey, you're guilty and will never be proven innocent. This is worse than guilty until proven innocent. We're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, but now they've gone to guilty until proven innocent. And now, you know what? We're not even going to give you a chance. We're not going to tell you what it is you did wrong. You're on a no-fly list. A million plus Americans and growing. And you know what? Now you're on a no-gun list. That's right. You're now on a no-gun list. Now you can't buy a firearm or have your firearms, and we won't tell you what agency did it or why or what it is you did wrong. You're just guilty, period. And yeah, we're going to arrest you if somebody says you hurt their feelings with the Cyber Bullying Act. It says hurt somebody's feelings, they sign an affidavit saying it, and your Second Amendment's gone. And I mean, what comes next? So see, they get you to sign on to persecuting a minority first. Isn't that what Hitler did? Stalin did that. Let's, you know, pick the rich people. Because it was really the rich running Stalin, sicking the poor on the middle class. And the middle class was Ukrainian farmers that might own 2-3 acres and live in a shack. But they were able to feed themselves, and that was rich compared to the Russian peasants. And they hired the Russian peasants, gave them fancy black uniforms, and said, we're going to send you to Ukraine, we're going to send you into Poland, we're going to send you into all these different satellites, and you're going to just kill and take whatever you want. And you know what? They found a lot of Russian peasants that were ready to do it. And you know what? They're hiring the peasants right now and giving them Homeland Security badges and guns, and they're ready to do it here. Oh, well, we're just taking the Ukrainians' rights, or we're just taking rich Russians' rights, or we're just taking people that work for the Tsar's rights. Same thing in the French Revolution. Those were mob rule situations where the establishment kind of rode the wild beast of the angry horde. It was different here, our revolution. It was the Republic, where 1% of the population had the same rights as 99%. In a democracy, as Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin so eloquently stated, it's two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. 51% say 49% are slaves. It happens. We are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. That's why they sit there and preach like it's a sacrament, a religious dogma. Democracy, 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 democracy. When all the founders said it was the worst form of government. Nazi Germany was a democracy. They used a democracy to set up what they then did. Then they brought in pure tyranny. Democracies always lead to some of the worst forms of tyranny. You know, they have the philosopher kings. Occasionally in history, you would get a king who really wanted to build big things and educate the public and empower their people. Generally, though, so they had the most powerful nation to invade others. It was usually smart empires did that. And then would make a deal with the public. We're all going to make you functionaries over the captured lands. And then they would domesticate those people, kind of build them up, give them some liberty, and move on to the next. Always the backwards little thug fiefdoms were run where the king didn't trust his own people to be armed and, you know, had a small coterie of armed enforcers. And those were always the bankrupt tyrannies. But the most beautiful system is the constitutional republic. And we have been the model of liberty, and now we are the model of tyranny. All right, I'm digressing. See, that's just one article, and I could do a two-hour dissertation on it. Obama considers detaining terror suspects indefinitely. He considers it? That's what his executive order says. Signed in late January. I guess 3.5-4 months ago now. Time's flying. But see, now it's the introduction to the public. First, I'm going to release more torture photos, but these aren't as extreme as the ones at Abu Ghraib. Well, the Abu Ghraib, admittedly, were the least offensive. Congress admits on record, members of Congress are on record saying it is people being beaten to death, wives being raped in front of their husbands, children being raped in front of their parents, and fathers made to rape their sons. Source, Salon Magazine, New Yorker Magazine, Associated Press, Reuters, MSNBC, Army's own report, the Toogoombo Report. So see, but that came out in the news, and then they released, here's a guy with a dog biting him. Are people naked in the dog pile, or somebody standing on a box with wires in their hands? You know, seems bad, sounds bad, but is that anything compared to the videos and photos of families? Families being put through Hellraiser-level stuff. I mean, it's come out all over the news that they have CIA psychiatrists there, and they say, oh, yeah, we do all this horrible sexual abuse, but it's only to get the answers to save Americans. I mean, you think a government that'll do that wouldn't stage a 9/11 attack, wouldn't stage a Gulf of Tonkin, wouldn't stage the terror attacks in Iran 53 that are declassified? It's in Army Field Manual 2004, how to stage terror attacks that they give every Army captain in special ops and psych warfare. I mean, it's standard operating procedure. SOP. It's SOP. And I'm not weak-minded, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to sit here and go along with all of this. I'm not going to sit here and let them play their mind games with me. I mean, don't you want to control your own minds? Don't you want to be your own men and women out there? Don't you silly, fake, mainline conservatives that are sucking from the mammary gland of the New World Order whore, sucking down pure soul-killing lies? Don't you want to be real patriots? Don't you really want to know how the world works instead of being ignorant? They sold you on torture. They sold you that was Jack Bauer and Getting Tough and Homeland Security years after I pointed it out. And it sounded ridiculous at the time. I said, this is a government production. The government's putting this out to sell you on torture and secret arrest. And then now they have Homeland Security parties on C-SPAN thanking 24 and saying it's selling their whole agenda. Of course it is. and all these other shows where they torture people's children to get the answers. And in the end, Jack Bauer did the right thing and saved America from a nuke. Well, I remember reading law enforcement magazines in 99-2000 that every issue had little situational ethics brainwashing articles about anthrax is going to be released on Chicago and kill tens of thousands. Do you torture the terrorist six-year-old son in front of him? Well, we talked to veteran former Navy SEAL who says yes. Selling evil to cops sitting there on stakeouts eating cheeseburgers reading that soul killing garbage. Soul killing garbage. That's what it is. Soul killing. I mean, they get you to join the dark side. Oh, I'm going to torture children because that's how I fight Al-Qaeda when Al-Qaeda is publicly founded by the CIA in 79 to start the war with the Russians. That's on record. Brzezinski wrote a book about it last year. I guess now 2 years ago. To attack the Serbs, to attack everybody else, to go into Iraq. Saddam was always trying to kill Al-Qaeda in the country, saying they worked for the CIA, trying to overthrow him. He was secular. Now it's Sharia law back in Iraq. The radical Muslims work for the New World Order, folks. You try to explain that to somebody, they just can't get it. It's too sophisticated for their little brains. Well, you better get it, some of you out there that have been in denial. I don't know anymore. It's just amazing. We're going to keep the secret arrest going. We're going to keep the harsh interrogation torture going. We're going to build more camps and build camps in the U.S. where you have no rights. Oh, and we're going to hold U.S. citizens, terror citizens, at these facilities. And I've seen the articles where they're already holding supposed American terrorists now at bases where they have no rights. It's already going on. And the ACLU isn't going to say a word about it. So the way this works is they say, the ACLU, America-hating, loving America's enemies, they want to bring America down. Meanwhile, the ACLU doesn't defend gun rights, doesn't defend the unborn. The ACLU is there to create bad precedent, to lose cases, and to be loyal opposition to pose. And so the right wing can point at them and say, look at them, those anti-Americans, they want our troops to get killed. Look at Obama, he wants to release Al-Qaeda in America. And then you look at the thousands of people they hold in these different camps around the world. And even the head of the CIA section chief for Afghanistan wrote a book called Jawbreaker. We had him on air. Admitting that the army would land helicopters at a Taliban base and load 14-year-olds they kidnapped goat herders on because they wanted somebody who was completely innocent. Because the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are all connected in CIA, MI6, Mossad. It's on record. They can't, every time special forces caught real Taliban, they were ordered to release them. That was in the Times of London, and it's in my film, Road to Tyranny, first film on 9/11 I released in February of 2002. Those articles are all there. So, it's just incredible. Absolutely incredible. And so they would just go grab and give $25,000 bounties, and most of the people are below the age of 20 at the camps, and they've got Taxi the Dark Side interviewing the jail guards that beat people to death, and they would beat them taking turns 24 hours a day until their bodies liquefied, till they liquid, the muscles turned into liquid. They would describe how they would have quotas, just like the Soviets did under Lenin. They would just have quotas. It was terror. It's called terrorism. See, they said they're fighting terror. They are the terrorist. And they would grab, in one case in that film, a 17-year-old, just off the street, a taxi cab driver. They grab him, and they take him, and they beat him to death. And they call it the elephant pit. Animal cages, and there's all the for the horror. They keep them in rooms with their own excrement and others, and you go in, there's blood and chains and metal tin all on the walls, and they hang you up, and then just start beating you and beating you and beating you and beating you, and they know you're innocent. But it's all for the news. It's all to say we've got terrorists. And then they, after the low-level thugs have beaten people for months and tortured them, those that survive, they hand them over to the CIA psychiatrist. And they say, we want you to go on the news and say you're a terrorist. We want you to say that you were involved in 9/11. And the ones they find that will really work with them, they say, we want you to do a videotape. Okay, and after you do this, we're going to let you go. And they say, no, I'm not going to do it. And they go, look, here's a picture of your mommy. We got her held at a facility. And we're going to kill your mommy. You're going to do it, aren't you? Yeah, yeah, I'll do it.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sell the public on torture, on secret arrest, and on no rights.
No more with
And some of the public got sold on it, and now the very same right-wing, fake right-wing listeners of Rush Limbaugh and everybody are squealing and yelling. Michael Savage, who I heard repeatedly, and I would maybe listen 10 times, and every time I tune in, I heard it. So everybody must have heard it, too. Put anybody who disagrees with the war in a camp, because if you're against the war, you aid terrorists, and we shouldn't have to pay for you when you're in the camp, so it'll be a forced labor camp. He said, here's the Sedition Act. He put it on his website. He said, arrest anybody that disagrees with the war. And I told you, you stinker, you fake conservative, you beatnik from the 1960s. You tried a hand at that when that was what the government wanted. And now you're a fake conservative who tells us how he's a doctor every other word. Now you're getting banned from England under EU rules. Now they're talking about arresting you. Exactly. That's how this works. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how these people operate. Their real target is the American people. It isn't the 14-year-old goat herders or dirt farmers in Afghanistan who don't even have maps, who live in tents. They've done studies of them. Most of those rural people can't even find the U.S. on a map. And they take them and torture the daylights out of them, kill a whole bunch of them, and then sell the American people on how it's a great idea and how it's a good thing. Let's go live at prisonplanet.tv right now. I want to go live right now because we got Jim Tucker early on the line. We got him for 15 minutes, and I don't want to waste this. So you tell me when we're going live at prisonplanet.tv. Start simulcasting right now. Okay. You guys ready? Give me T-minus 10 here. I know we're live on air, ladies and gentlemen. I'm about to simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want this to be congruent. You ready? We're going live right now? We live now? All right, we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Just started simulcasting with the syndicated radio show. And I was just making the point before we go to Jim Tucker from Greece, outside Athens, Bilderberg 2009, that Obama is now saying that we're going to go ahead and have indefinite detention. Indefinite. See, they sell the public on tyranny for foreigners and no rights when it's really for the American people. Now they've introduced the bills to arrest you if you criticize somebody and they say it hurts their feelings in the Cyberbullying Act. They have this other act with a no-fly list for gun owners where you can't own a gun. If the government secretly puts you on like a no-fly list type system, I keep telling folks that's what that was for. We'll go over it. But joining us now, we're about to go to break, is Jim Tucker. And Jim Tucker, it's good to have you here with us, joining us from Greece. Tell us exactly where Bilderberg is meeting this year and where you are located right now.
Well, they're meeting at the Astor Palace Hotel, not Sika, Astor Palace Resort, really, as they did in 1993. But security's been stepped up heavily again this year. Of course, there's always heavy security. But this year, Bilderberg spent so much money. One of the places, there's a compound of three hotels, the Nausicaa and two sister hotels, which are really huge luxury resorts. When I was here last time, I could stay at one of the sister
hotels.
So,
Jim, you're saying you haven't ascertained even where they're staying, though the Army is guarding one, and arrested a London Guardian reporter. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent. And food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Same time tomorrow, Jim Tucker of American Free Press, covering Bilderberg for 30-plus years, will be joining us. They've narrowed it down to several hotels. There's army and police guarding several of them. A reporter got arrested, detained with London Guardian by guys with machine guns yesterday. That's in the front page of the Guardian today. So we got Jim Tucker for this segment, a little bit of the next, because a meeting, a pooling meeting with the media is going on right now in his hotel. We've pulled him away. Okay, Jim, give us the data dump. Jim Tucker, what's the latest you've got from Bilderberg?
Well, you talked about the Guardian reporter who interviewed me yesterday, this morning. He was one of a large number of reporters who, with cameras, TV-type guys mostly, who were on public land taking photographs. The cops came up, surrounded them, took their film away. Many of them were held for several minutes with drawn guns pointed at their stomachs, all being American Free Press, not this next issue you get, but the one after that one. So it's been very brutal security, very heavy security. Yet there's a lot of reporters here who are pursuing them, and we're getting a lot of good information. For example, we now know that Bilderberg is telling its little pet weevil, Obama, to go after U.S. Acceptance of the International Criminal Court Treaty. You know the history of that. Bilderberg Clinton signed off on it, but would not submit it to Congress for ratification when a test vote showed it failed by more than 90 votes. So Obama's being told to sweet talk so many of the senators who wanted to sign off, but they were scared by the voters who objected so strongly, and then hope for a more left-wing Senate elected in 2010 so that in January 2011, they can pass the thing late on a Saturday evening, too late for the morning Sunday morning papers, too late for the morning talk shows, and assure them that the American people be unaware of it, will not be reported. You can vote for it without risking your political neck. That's the, of course, we knew about other parts of the agenda in advance. That's the only new thing I've got right now, but we're getting a lot of good information daily. I'll have a lot more tomorrow. And a lot more before I come home on Sunday. And we have some people lingering here until Monday to do some follow-up. But there's and the amount of money they spent on security this year to rent a huge resort to keep it empty. And then the other resorts themselves, the third resort is being renovated. Can you imagine the big bucks they spend to say, we'll pay you not to fill up that resort, to keep it empty.
Nobody. Okay, Jim, so, Jim, to be clear, what are the names of the resorts and which one are you honing in on? Which one do you believe is probably the
well,
place?
Well, I know for a fact that there's the Nausicaa, I always have the trouble pronouncing Nausicaa Astaire Hotel. I know for a fact that they're the, good Lord, you've never seen so many cops. You always see a lot of cops. But for blocks away, my hotel is about 2.5 miles away.
Okay, so you're saying they hired other giant resort decoys then. Go ahead.
It's not a decoy. They hired it so that they could close the main gate leading to the whole palace, all the palace grounds. So they're sealed off at the street now. That's the reason they reserve the empty hotel, just to keep it empty so they can seal it all off. If you're not Bilderberg or Bilderberg staff, you don't get in. So that kept the demonstrators away. All the demonstrators are there. They're being heavily intimidated, but there's also heavy media attention, too.
All right, Jim, we're going to do a few more minutes on the other side. I want to specifically ask you, it sounds like you're saying this, but we'll get the answer in a couple minutes. Is this the most security you've ever seen for Bilderberg? And is Tim Geithner there? And Harrods, Times of London. They're all admitting it's world government. They have validated everything we've ever said. Stay with us.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the raworganicvegansuperfoods.com link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you got to check this out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com. Again, that website is raworganicvegansuperfoods.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Jim Tucker, he's got to go back into a press conference. We pulled him away from that. He's surrounded by media. Jim, are you saying this is the most, in 30-plus years covering this, the most security you've ever seen?
Yes.
Okay.
It goes from blocks and blocks up and down the road.
And then we have a London Guardian reporter just walking on the beach sidewalk, he says, and they run over with machine guns and throw him in a police car.
Yes, they did, and as I said before, that's happened to a large number of media types out there yesterday and today.
Oh, so it's, they mean business.
Many of the European media guys have been grabbed and held, guns pointed at them, screamed at, their films ripped out, or forced to erase their film, and stuff like that. There'll be a lot in the paper on that very subject.
AmericanFreePress.net. When are we going to see some of your first reports on this?
Well, the paper that was being mailed today, Thursday, will have the report I filed, this morning, your time. It'll have about a 500-word story on what little we've learned in advance of the meeting, and some photographs. And then the full report will be the paper that goes to press a week from today, but I'm back in Washington.
Good. And we're going to have you on next week as soon as you get back. You're always gracious. And tomorrow at 12 noon, our time at, what time is it in Greece? 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock, yeah.
Okay. Now, two final questions, Jim, here. And this is key. So you've identified the hotel. They've shut down a whole complex, though, blocks and blocks. We're getting reports that Tim Geithner is going to be in attendance, and even the Times of London and others are saying that his schedule is suspiciously empty and that this is the final meeting setting up the new banking infrastructure.
Yeah, well, Geithner was there last year. Secretaries of Defense, State, and Treasury always attend. As you know, as do high officials of the White House and other government figures. So he's definitely here. And Carl Bildt is going to make a speech about how to exploit the economic downturn to boost along the UN's World Department of Treasury.
Now, that's illegal, isn't it, to have sitting government officials at a private meeting in secret discussing and setting policy? That's a violation of the Logan Act.
Criminal Act under the Logan Act. And a lot of cute little liberals say, well, the Logan Act was passed in 1787 or 89, something like that. Well, sure, but it's still there. It's been amended many times over the years. That doesn't, that shows that Congress still favors the Logan Act. When they amend it to tighten it up. But even if it had not been amended, it's still the law until it's repealed.
All right, one last question, because London Guardian reporter Charlie Skelton was supposed to be on the show. He's now in a police station. This is breaking news. I know you're going to hear this, Jim Tucker, but I've got to get this final question in unless your phone line gets lost or something. Any other key information from your Bilderberg sources about what is on the agenda? We know they're pressuring Obama to pass this gun ban treaty, and Obama's given speeches saying he does want to do that. Is that on the agenda, the global currency tax, the greenhouse taxes, the carbon taxes? I mean, what's on the agenda?
All of that's on the agenda under the program that we need a United World Action, global action on a global basis by global government. That's all on the agenda. It's being pushed very hard.
And this must be an important meeting if it's the greatest security you've ever seen. Jim Tucker,
okay.
Stay there one moment. I know you've got to go to that press conference, but Charlie Skelton, who was already picked up by police, and that's the London Guardian, and I thought got out of it, is back in the police station. Is he there reporting or has he been arrested? I know you want to hear this, Jim, so stay there for a moment. Charlie Skelton and the London Guardian, have you been arrested again?
Well, I wouldn't say arrested, detained again. Yes, I seem to be making a habit of this. That's twice now in 2 days.
Jim Tucker's on the line with us and can get this out to the press conference he's about to go back to. Jim, do you have any questions for London?
I'll tell the guys when we get downstairs. You're going to survive, Charlie.
Sorry, I can't quite hear.
Jim Tucker got me out of jail. Okay, tell us what's happening right now, Mr. Skelton.
I'm being entered into the logbook again.
Okay, let me just say bye to Jim then. Jim, we'll talk to you tomorrow at noon, okay?
Very good. Good luck, Charlie.
Talk to you at 8 o'clock your time. Sorry about that. Jim had to go. Okay, I'm going to shut up. London Guardian reporter there. And under international law, let me just tell you, Mr. Skelton, in case you don't know, when they turn their lights on, you're detained. When they put handcuffs on you or make you go somewhere, you're under arrest. So they don't ever want to tell you that, though, because when it turns out it was wrongfully done, it would be false arrest. So they play a mind game,
okay.
A Jedi mind trick of telling you, we may have forcibly taken you here, but you're not under arrest. You are under arrest. Now, you've been falsely arrested. Tell us what happened.
Well, it's rather embarrassing because I've been just the same police here again today who were telling me, I can't believe we're seeing you back here. And I was saying, look, I was just trying to photograph the delegates as they arrived at Bilderberg. Which I was doing. I was trying to get a couple of nice arty shots, you know, to illustrate my piece. So I'm doing a series of pieces for the Guardian website. I'm not a paparazzi. I don't have a long lens photo. They're detaining me because I'm standing at the side of the road with a little £50 digital camera.
Yeah, world leaders, 150, it's now 150 world leaders meeting publicly to set world policy. They now brag about it. We've gotten their documents. And you're evil with one of the biggest newspapers in the world. What, top 10 newspapers, London Guardian, in the world? You're there, and how? And this is the freedom of the EU. Please continue.
Well, it's a little bit, I keep telling them, in fact, one of the policemen has been quite sympathetic, and he said, look, I appreciate, look, I'm just doing my job, we're in a difficult situation here, and, you know, I said, I hope there's a protest tomorrow, and he said, you know, it would be good if there was a different voice being heard, and this is one of the policemen here, because, you know, I do appreciate that I'm just being held by local policemen, you know, who are, have been put in a very difficult situation, I think, by the sudden descent of all these people on this tiny, you know, relatively small little Riviera town just outside Athens. And so I feel a little bit sorry for them, but I don't feel sorry for the fact that they keep telling me just nonsense about how I can't take photographs of things, and then they still keep withdrawing what they're saying, and they don't really have anything to say to me. They're just going through the motions. And, you know, the very idea that I'm standing at the side of the road. Sorry, I'm just going to step to one side, sorry. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just telling the policeman I'm not leaving. It's just slightly bizarre that I'm standing at the side of the road taking little arty photographs of a Mercedes-Benz as it whisks past. And then suddenly, you know, there's another seven policemen, you know, around me, two of them plain clothes, and they're giving me the whole, you know, what are you doing, who's this, give me your ID, what's all this. And I'm just thinking, God, what, you know, you're focusing on the wrong thing, and I do feel...
Well, Mr. Skelton, they're violating...
For the police forces.
They're violating the Geneva Convention. They're violating every canon of a free press. They are engaged in criminal acts, so I wouldn't be so gentlemanly about it. I mean, because they're violating you right now, they're violating me. I want you to know that, because I'm a journalist.
You know what, I don't think they know what they're doing. I don't think they know what's happening here. I don't think anyone does.
Well, they've clearly been ordered.
You know, I don't think the people in the street know what's going on. I don't think they know what's going on. All they know is that they've got someone.
Charlie Skelton, London Guardian reporter.
Anyway, sorry.
No. I just want to make clear here to you, because I've been in the position you're in for 16 hours before.
Yeah.
Sir, obviously they're compartmentalized. They've been told arrest, harass, track, trace, tail anybody that gets anywhere around the world leaders setting for the global government conference where they adjust their world government program every year. So, did you know Jim Tucker's been shot at in Portugal? Did you know I've been death threatened? Did you know my wife's been called up and threatened when I'm at Bilderberg by them? Did you know that I've been detained for 16 hours, and they told me in Canada that if they found a pinup girl of Betty Page, that would be illegal transfer of pornography. They searched all three of our laptops, and thank God none of my staff or I had even accidentally visited a topless, you know, site or something. I don't know what computers
don't. Well, I had to check my laptop.
No, but don't give them the idea. Don't give them the idea. My point is that these are terrorists, and they were told to do that by Bilderberg. They told me they took me off the plane when I got there and took me into customs for 16 hours or 15 hours because Bilderberg had called them. So I'm telling you, this is a big news story that you're a journalist. I'm a journalist. We're trying to cover this, and you're now in a police station. But they're obviously letting you.
They're trying to remove me from the, you know, from just being an interested concerned citizen, which is what I hear. It's what I'm being. I'm an interested concerned citizen, and and I'm taking a couple of photographs on a little camera, and they're removing me from the scene. And it is just obviously this blanket policy of getting everyone away from it, keeping the lid on it, and you know, and all these, you know, all these big, these massive limousines come in with the tinted windows. And it's crazy. It's one of the most surreal experiences of my life. This is the first Bilderberg I've ever been to. And it's genuinely surreal.
Well, Charlie Skelton, we're going to skip this break in case they come over and turn your phone off. We're skipping a network break, stations. This is not your break anyway, so it won't matter. We will take the bottom of the hour local break for everybody, but we are skipping this break. We're live at prisonplanet.tv. Forgive me if I get excited, sir, but, you know, I'm one of these hot-blooded Texans. You're there for the second time. Tell us how this arrest happened today.
The one today, I was, it's getting towards the end of the afternoon here. I walked up the hill towards the hotel entrance. I was actually staying away from the hotel entrance because I didn't want to be arrested. You know, I thought, you know, I'm going to play it nice and safe today. I don't want to end up in the police station. So I was just sitting by the side of the road, in full view of some policemen, by the way, just taking some low shots of the sort of Mercedes wheels going by in case I happened to get something looking pretty that I could put on the website to accompany the stories that I'm writing. And suddenly, you know, a motorcycle cop comes over. A car pulls up, two plainclothes come out, another police car come out, two more policemen. And, you know, it's getting to be a real thing here. They're throwing a lot of people at a very small problem. When I wouldn't even class myself as a problem. You know, and suddenly I'm surrounded and, you know, and the pressure comes on and, you know, it's everyone swaggering their shoulders at me. And it wasn't as bad as yesterday when, you know, they were shouting at me and they were prodding me in the shoulder and, you know, and I really, it was quite...
And pointing machine guns at you, you said?
No, they weren't pointing machine guns at me. They had machine guns there. I mean, you know, when you're being, you know, when you're being detained and you see someone with a walking towards you with a machine gun, you kind of notice the gun, and it's not nice. And you know, oh look, there go the policemen now. The two plainclothes off to harass someone else. It's just, it's not a very nice feeling. And you know, and I didn't feel as threatened this time because we had
so
more
they,
than
so they took you and stuck you.
Cop, but,
sir, so they took you and put you in a car?
Sorry?
So they took you then and put you in the police car?
They pressured me into the police car. I don't really know my rights. I have no idea about this kind of thing. I really don't.
When armed men of the government, are these local police or federal police?
I think by and large they're local.
Yeah, okay. Well, when police with guns put their hands on you and stick you in a police car and take you to a police station, you're under arrest. And I'm not mad at you here, but I think you're going through some crime stop or some double think here. Kind of like when, you know, Winston's neighbor's being tortured by O'Brien, but he still thinks he kind of deserves it. No, you're being violated. You keep saying you've done nothing wrong and that you're a small problem. They are the problem. In supposedly free Europe, coming over and grabbing you. Now, Jim Tucker told us they've arrested a bunch of other journalists. Have you seen that?
I haven't. No, I've not really had much contact with anyone. Anyone else here today? I had breakfast with Jim, but apart from that, I've not really seen anyone. I've just been keeping myself to myself, writing up another. I wrote up the account of last night, and I was actually going to write tomorrow. Well, tonight I was going to write about just the kind of strange, surreal, and farcical nature of people arriving in ultimate privacy, you know, keeping the windows tinted, keeping the shades down. You know, what on earth do they think they're going on? What is in their minds? It's so pathetic that they're having this meeting. It's kind of pathetic. As much as, you know, you have different feelings about it. You might be angry. You might be insulted that they're having this meeting in private. I kind of find it a little bit tragic.
Mr. Skelton, they've stolen $14.8 trillion in 7 months of U.S. taxpayer money. The global banking ministers are meeting. They've stolen $10 trillion from Europe and England together. It would be tragic if they didn't control the military. We have Bilderberg Group, Club of Rome documents, sir. They're calling for world population reduction. They're calling for world taxes to enslave us and to, quote, streamline our lifestyles, lower our standard of living. Yeah. They want one-child policy. They're meeting their mobsters. So, of course, but they're mobsters that the state and the government work for and protect. I mean, you got 150 world leaders, kings, queens, banker heads, government ministers, meeting in secret, violating the Logan Act, the U.S. ministers, and then you, the London Guardian. Is it the Guardian in the top five newspapers or is it the top ten?
I mean, it's one of the big broadsheets, so it's, you know, what, top five.
But, I mean, the London Guardian is the biggest paper in Europe. I mean, I know that because I've been to Europe. No, that's the paper you see everywhere.
I should point out, I'm not a journalist. I write jokes about, you know, Amy Whitehouse and for a living. You know,
that's why they sent you, because they thought you wouldn't be able to recognize what was really happening. But I think you're a smart guy.
With respect, that's not what happened. I was aware that they weren't going to send anyone, and no one was writing about this. So I approached them, and I said, you know, under the cover, you know, of wanting to make a few jokes about it, I said, why don't I go over and cover this? They said, okay, that sounds funny. So, you know, I've started to be able to, you know, just, I hope in my small way, raise a little bit of awareness about this, because you would not believe the lack of awareness and the lack of just basic knowledge or even caring about this situation and about, you know, global power structures. There is just such ignorance. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, let me throw this in. They just walked in with a bunch of mainstream articles out of Greece, England, you name it. Yes, there are members of the State Department and others on record meeting in Greece this weekend. So all these Obama people are going over to Greece, but then the news won't say they're there because it's a felony. Now, Rick Perry, in 2007, he's the first to ever arrogantly tell the Dallas Morning News he was going to Bilderberg. And he went to Istanbul, Turkey. Now, the article yesterday that you were in kind of said you were going to Bilderberg to see if it existed. Let me ask you now, does it exist?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 100%.
I mean, do those
100,000%
police, do those police exist that took you to jail?
Well, yeah. I'm calling from the police station. I you know how many times I've been in a police station in my life? Twice. Both days here at Bilderberg.
Now,
you know, I've never been arrested. I've never had a crossword with a policeman, but now suddenly this.
Yeah, but that's what Winston Smith's upstairs neighbor, when he brings him into the cell and he goes, "They got you too," and he's like, "I don't know why I'm here. I must have done something. I'm sure I deserve it. My son turned me in. I'm so proud of him." I mean, do you understand that's the level we've reached?
I hope I'm not coming across as that. I hope I'm not saying I've done something wrong here.
You're
not
evil.
What I am saying though is that you know, forgive me if I am. You know, you've been doing this for years. This is my first Bilderberg. I know I'm a bit naive. I know that. I appreciate that. And it's been a real eye opener for me, and it's just been an extraordinary experience, and you know, and it's made me more aware of the seriousness of the situation, because there are people here taking this thing very seriously. So I think everyone should.
Are they going to let you go?
Well, do you know what? I don't know. They're just sitting about. It's strange. I'm just sort of here. I don't really know
he supports indefinite detention, like Bush. So maybe this is the last time we'll ever talk to you. Maybe that's just all.
Oh, I hope not.
Where'd Mr. Skelton go? Where did Charlie go? Oh, you know, he disappeared. It's part of freedom.
Well, give my love to mom and dad.
Yeah, well, hey, in fact, this may be the last time. You want to say bye to your family, maybe?
I'm not going to do anything so chilling.
But, I mean, you know, this is freedom. I mean, you know.
I'd also, on a serious note, this is the first time I've experienced, you know, in a very, very real, visceral way, the withdrawal of freedoms, just the other day, I know on a related note, I found out that the EU had stopped a number of, basically limited the number of seeds that you can sell legally to members of the public in the UK. This is a directive from Europe, so they're limiting the number of seeds. I was trying to buy some heritage seed varieties. I suddenly found out I couldn't unless I became a member of a seed club. And I suddenly thought, God, this is it, you know, my freedom
no,
here.
No, we went on air. We keep telling listeners that all over they're buying up the heirloom seeds, putting them in UN armored vaults. You can hardly get them. Listen, there are a bunch of U.S. cities, in Oklahoma, Oregon, you name it. One of them's, Tulsa, Oklahoma, where they want to make you get a license to have a garden. I mean, we're in a prison, folks. These people mean business. But I'm sorry. Go ahead about your point about the seeds.
Well, no, it's just that was one of the first occasions where I suddenly felt the hand of the EU limiting me as a citizen wanting to do a perfectly innocent, in fact, good thing, you know. And I was thinking,
this
is ridiculous. This is it's an absurd situation.
What type of seeds were they? Maybe they could be used as weapons. Al Qaeda. We have SWAT teams here raiding aloe vera plantations because it's evil. It helps
maybe
for burns.
Maybe they're protecting me from these terrible seeds. Maybe. You know, we're laughing, but it's actually, when it comes down to things like DNA, genetics, and seeds, and you know, ownership of water, these are massive,
For 36 years, they've taken in the UK, Australia, the US, Canada, New Zealand, your blood at birth. I have the secret documents on this 14 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. They go, yeah, we take your blood illegally. If you don't like it, we got weapons. Now, sir, I'm trying to understand here. We really appreciate you joining us, a London Guardian reporter from the police station there where you're being held. Can you tell us what police station you're being held in? In case this is the last time you've seen?
Well, I can't even say it's the one that sounds a bit like Valuga Mini. It's the police station local to the hotel resort that they've taken over for Bilderberg.
And the hotel is located where outside Athens?
It's about 20 kilometers outside Athens on the Riviera, they call it. Beginning with V, and I can't say it, Volubmeni or something. And so that's where I am, and, you know, I can see that I just sat at the side of the road for a couple of hours just watching the, from, actually I can see where I was sitting from here, watching the delegates come round the roundabout and zoom in with their police escorts.
Sir, so I want to continue to talk to you. We got to take this break. Back in 3 minutes. Can you stay with us?
Okay.
Charlie Skelton. Okay. But I want to find out, because this may be a reason to arrest you, I want to find out what seeds, were they carrot, were they tomato, were they potato? Because you may get put on a terror list, sir. This guy's hardcore, folks. He's trying to buy seeds. Be right back. Oh, my God. I'm scared.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal minds.
You know, I'm not joking when I get up on air and I say that what you're seeing in Europe, England, the United States, Canada is tyranny. We're one step away from him just disappearing. When I was in Canada, they said, you're here to ship drugs in, aren't you? And I was like, no. And they said, listen, we find one porno picture on those computers, you're going to get a years and years in prison. And I said, these are our office computers? And I said, what, like illegal porn? He goes, no, anything. Topless girl, you're going to prison. So they spent hours and hours searching them. Thank God none of the office computers, because who hadn't clicked on something by accident or on purpose or whatever? You know, porn's everywhere on the web. None of it on our computers. And they were cussing at me, screaming at me. It sounds like the Greeks aren't that mean. They did shove on him and grab him, he said. But that's where this is going. I mean, I was there being told how I was going to be going to a Toronto prison. Going back to Back to our guest, London Guardian reporter. He's filed two stories now, one about his arrest yesterday and one about how he was going and, you know, breaking it down. And we go back now to Charlie Skelton. Charlie, you're in the police department right now. Are you miles away from the meeting spot of Bilderberg?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. There was loud Greek voices. Sorry.
So you're just stuck in the police department and that's the end of it?
Yeah, no, well, I've got a feeling I'm about to be waved off. What with me, A, being no threat whatsoever, and B, no one seems to know what's going on.
What type of questions? Well, because they're so compartmentalized. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to pass you over to one of the policemen, if you'd like.
Oh, I'd like to talk to him. What's his name?
Yeah, okay, it's a lady. It's the one I described as... it's the one I described as the Christina Aguilera. I'll put her on. Oh, hold on.
Oh, okay, lovely Greek lady.
Oh, she's gone away. Oh, how annoying.
Oh, she doesn't want to talk to you. Sir, look, more importantly, can you tell us about the EU law and being registered to be able to buy seeds? Can you tell me...
I've been released. Here we go. I'm off. Go, my friend, go. Okay, thank you very much.
But no. Ask him if you'll be arrested again if you take photos of Bilderberg. Ask him.
Oh, he's gone. Hold on. Actually, that's a good question. I will ask that. Hold on. I'm going back into the police station.
That's good. You need to have that attitude. They're the ones engaging in crimes. See, he feels guilty. Yes. He's like, go, my friend.
Where's the blonde? Excuse me.
Listen, if you have to, hold the phone down by your side and they won't take it as threatening. Just hold the phone down by your side, Mr. Skelton.
Sure. Could I just... I need to ask one quick question. Will I be arrested again if I take photographs of Bilderberg? Can I pass you over to Alex Jones?
I don't speak.
No.
I don't speak.
No, you speak very good English. You speak very good. My friend Alex.
I don't speak.
He likes Greek.
I don't speak through the telephone. It's not allowed to me.
Ask her the question again.
Okay, what can I just clarify? Am I allowed to take photographs of Bilderberg? Can I? Am I allowed?
What did you want?
No, I just wanted to ask a question. I was told to ask, am I allowed to take photographs of Bilderberg?
Okay, what do you want?
Am I allowed to take photographs of Bilderberg?
She doesn't understand. Ask her if you'll be arrested again if you go to the same place.
Oh, don't worry. Anyway, say hi to Alex.
You want to speak?
Hello. Hello. How are you doing?
I know it's a police station. I'm quite often here.
Is there freedom of the press in Greece, or are you a fascist country? Can he take photos of foreign banker rulers who are bankrupting you now and will enslave your family's future police officers? Okay, police officers, do you serve Hitler? Do you serve Stalin?
Thank you.
Did they answer?
I'm a free man. Second time freedom. Well,
okay, but they will not answer. Well, you know what? Maybe you should go back down to Bilderberg right now and see if they put you back in. It'll kind of become like a merry-go-round, you know.
I think I might not.
You know what? I would go down there. I would go down there, and I would say, I've been told it's okay for me to do this because them releasing you. I would file a formal complaint. This is what you ought to do. I would go to the British Embassy, and I would make an issue out of this London Guardian. I mean, you're a British citizen, our subject, and you supposedly have these rights, and you're in the European Union. I would complain to the European Union Embassy, and I would say the freedom of the press is being violated by a bunch of criminal bankers meeting. This is a big deal. You got to file complaints, man.
Or there's... I'll tell you what, for you, I will file a complaint, okay?
Well, for all of us. Yeah, but yes, it is for me. It is for my future as well.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, I'm interested to see what's going to happen to anyone. I mean, there's a growing number of people here from the alternative media and... And I think there's a few just generally interested parties turning up, but a couple of protesters I know are going to, I spoke to one guy who's going to be here. I mean, I'm just interested to see what's going to happen and how hard the Greek police are going to be, you know, hitting. And how, you know, well, hopefully not literally hitting, but how serious they're going to take it. Because well, as far as I can tell, they're taking it pretty seriously.
Well, I saw photos in London Guardian. Were those your photos where they look very agitated and they're surrounding you?
Yes, that was. That's the one that really kicked things off, that photo.
And you say they were grabbing and shouting at you then. That one officer looks like he's 12 years old. What happened?
He was a nasty little fellow. I wouldn't mind if he drove his car into the marina. I didn't like him. I liked some of the others. They were fine. But, you know, it's very strange. You know what the situation does is it makes bad people out of good people.
Operative word, little fellow. He has a Napoleon complex, probably.
Yeah. I didn't like him at all. He's a bully. Anyway. So, yes, I'm free. Hello.
Oh, that was a thought crime right there. Did you know that your own home secretary, Jackie Smith, is banning people who criticize the government or criticize open borders from coming to England? See, in the future, and they do this in Canada, when you show up, they say you're a thought criminal, so that's why you get arrested. I mean, is that good? I thought England had the Magna Carta, 1215.
1215, almost lunch. Do you know what? I have to say to you, Alex, I'm only just waking up to what's going on. I'm one of those people who's taking their first tentative footsteps into awareness of a world which isn't pretty and it isn't necessarily being run for the right reasons by the right people. And you know, I'm just learning, and I've been twice into a police station for doing absolutely nothing. I mean, really nothing. And you know, it's a wake up call for me, and I hope it's a wake up call for some other people. And on a personal note, I'd like to thank you for the work you're doing literally waking people up out of the slumber that they are in.
Well, I appreciate you. And I was talking to Paul Watson, who you emailed. We've got your email saying that you are aware of the radio show and have listened to it. How long have you tuned into the radio show or seen the videos?
Started watching. I mean, my wife, Hannah, she's an even bigger fan of you than I am.
Oh, thought criminal.
She started getting me into this. We started looking at some, you know, we watched Loose Change. You know, that's another key. You know, we watched your, I forgot my name, but Global Conspiracy Countdown, whatever it's called. Isn't that terrible? I forgot the name of your movie. And, you know, a couple of those videos, started looking at that, started reading, started listening to the radio show. You know, and you've got some really interesting guests on, and, you know, you hear some new ideas, some different perspectives, and, you know, it's thank God we've got the internet now. I don't know how long we're going to have it for in the way that it, you know, the level of freedom of communication we have at this second. I don't know. That scares me. But, you know, at the moment, this is a time of awakening, I think, for everyone. I genuinely believe that. And I don't know how many people are going to, you know, wake up. Sorry, I keep saying that, but it is the appropriate metaphor, I think. I don't know how many are going to, and let's just hope it's enough.
Well, the London Guardian needs to make a big deal out of this because, you know, we have the Times of London, we have Haaretz, we have all these big papers. In fact, I'm going to read those later on air. I thought I'd printed the Haaretz story. Just Google Bilderberg and Haaretz, and it's one of the stories down. And it says, global elite meeting to chart future of world government. All these news articles I'm reading this morning and today, they're now admitting it. This is a big deal because in the past, I had the New York Times just 8 years ago say I was insane. It didn't exist. Bohemian Grove didn't exist. Bilderberg Group didn't exist. When the groups had already written books and bragged about how they existed, and German presidents had written about it, and prime ministers had written about it, to now have it be all over the European press, all over the British press, but not in the U.S. press. Last year was the biggest blackout we'd seen in a decade. Newspapers showed up but said they weren't allowed to really write about it, so there was no U.S. press. Finally, Politico this year did a Bilderberg report dealing with my film, The Obama Deception, and how Barack Obama was clearly there, and how they helped kidnap the airplane full of media, telling him he was going to Chicago on his plane, but he didn't, and he went to Brook Street.
Yeah.
I mean, not Brook Street. He went to the Chantilly, Virginia Marriott. And Brook Street was 2006. So I would hope you'd get some of that in your article, that there's a history of intimidation, shooting at Jim Tucker, that there's a history of threats, and that what does this say about the global elite, that they're meeting in secret, setting the financial future? You know, the Bilderberg Group has leaked, and the BBC has even reported, that they set up the European Union covertly, that they're setting up.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a fact, sir. This is the group. If we arrested these people right now, and they've committed public crimes, most of them have, or at least started an investigation, the whole New World Order could end.
Yeah. I mean, what's fascinating, and it's such an obvious point that it's been made many times, but it's worth making again, is if these guys were doing something benign, if they were trying to organize a softball game or how to cure cancer, they'd do it in an upstairs room of a Starbucks. You know, there's no need to hide good acts away from the public. There's no need to hide good intentions. You know, it's such an obvious point, but they've got a police helicopter flying around and there's tinted windows why? Well, we all know why, but if it was all so benign, I get the feeling it would be, you know, just a little bit softer around the edges.
But how would you like being shot at?
Well, I pretty much got my fingers crossed that doesn't happen.
Well, they do that. They also call your wife just in case they do it. Because this happens to everybody's wives. They'll call up and go, Hi, is Charlie there? And your wife will go, No, I'm serious. I'd call her before they do it.
I'm laughing.
No, I mean, they do this to most reporters. No, it's serious. They'll go, but I understand, but it sounds like a joke when I do it. The point is, hi, is Charlie there? No, he's not going to leave a message. Well, yeah, who's this? Well, this is his wife, Mrs. Skelton. That's impossible. I'm pregnant with his baby and we're engaged. And then the woman will start crying and saying, well, I'll give you mine, you know. And then they'll call up. If you have a little dog in the backyard, they'll say, I'm watching your little white dog right now. You're like, excuse me? And then your wife looks out the window and the dog's there and goes, yeah, and that's when I'm going to stab you and rape you. So, I mean, it's the government. They're watching the dog while they do it. I mean, it's real, bud. These people call your women up. So I just want you to know these are hardcore criminals you're dealing with. I mean, take Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote a book 2 years ago bragging that what we already knew, he funded Pol Pot to kill 35% of the Cambodian population. These guys, Mr. Skelton, write books bragging about who they've murdered. You understand?
It's a very interesting point what you're making there, is that a lot of the documentation, a lot of the ideology behind the shift towards globalization, it's been printed. It's out in the open. It's kind of so big. The point I was making, I think, in one of my pieces, it is so big and so much out in the open, people don't see it. They're not reading the right books. They're not seeing the thinking that's behind it, which is, you know, it's been published. It's, you know, there are papers, there are books, you know. The ideology is out there for everyone to see. And also, you know, if you can, for one moment, take your eyes off, American Idol and The X Factor, you can see changes happening ever so slightly, incrementally, all the time around you. But the problem is, people just don't have to. It's becoming. I genuinely think it's psychologically impossible for a lot of people to notice and to think and to see. I do, and that's one of the great horrors. They've rendered us stupid.
Well, most reporters get those calls that actually go to Bilderberg. So I'm just giving you a warning to let her know, since you're online, to just laugh
Hannah,
it off when they call.
You had your warning, Hannah.
Okay, so she's listening. Now, we appreciate your time. Do you have a website, books, writings, stuff you want to point people at?
Apart from yours, I might start writing some more things on this subject. This is the first time I've tackled this subject in any way. And, you know, it's certainly, I didn't set out to Athens thinking I'd be detained twice by the police. So, I might write some more. Then again, I don't want my dog threatened. So, you know, I might just go back to writing jokes about anyone.
Well, no, they're not threatening the dog. They will tell you, you're there, just made yourself. It looks like, is that coffee or tea you're making there? Hello? Excuse me? You've got the, and you're like wondering how they're looking at you. And it's like, that's right, bitch. I'm going to stab you and rape you to death. How's that sound? So I'm saying, and they'll say it just like that. So I'm just trying to give you an idea who these people are. This, I'm telling you, Mr. Skelton, I've been down the rabbit hole. You're starting to go down it. And you've opened up your first step into a wider world. And there's good things and there's bad things about it. But I'm just letting the listeners know, too, for folks, you know, you ever wonder about the New World Order and who they are? These are murdering criminals. And these are the bankers. We have this from inside Bilderberg that are engineering the financial collapse. We said that 3 years ago today. We said they were going to engineer it, how they would do it, what they do with the stock market. We broke it all down. They rule the planet. And so we are here. This is happening. This is going on right now. And so I just want you to know that this is very, very serious. And the cop on the beat, he's just taking you to jail. He's probably not a bad guy. He's on a power trip. That cop is compartmentalized, too. His family's being destroyed. His future's being destroyed. His world's being destroyed by the very bankers he's criminally protecting. You know, he has to break a law and violate your free speech under the EU Charter and under the laws of Greece. They break the law and keep taking you to jail. Beat the rap, can't beat the ride. So they're committing crimes to destroy their own futures.
I've just thought of a book I'd like to recommend.
What book is that?
Well, it's a little bit odd, you might think, me recommending it, but I picked up a copy of the diaries of Goebbels, the German propagandist from World War II, one of the most evil men of all time, but also one of the most brilliant psychologists. And these papers were rescued after the war, and almost by chance. And what's revealed in his diaries is just one of the early exponents of propaganda, of mind manipulation, of the population control, giving and taking, guiding the public mind. And it's an extraordinary read. And I recommend everyone to just have a look at it, because you read it and you go, my God, this guy is you know, he's one of the groundbreakers there. He's one of the groundbreakers.
Well, you know who he cited? He cited Edward Bernays.
I heard that today, actually, funnily enough.
Yeah. Oh, so you were reading him? Yeah, I've actually read part of those. I didn't have time to read the whole book. Which book do you have? There's two books that I know of that have the writings of.
Do you know what? I don't know. It's an old passage.
Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda Gauleiter. Stay there. Let's do one more segment if you can do it.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Skelton, you're a smart guy. Write a Blend of Guardian. Write for a lot of big publications. I'm not here preaching at you. I'm just telling you, I've been there. I've seen it. I can't believe how evil the globalists are, but they revel. They one-up each other on who is the most ruthless, who is the most corrupt. And Edward Bernays and Joseph Goebbels, that's 80-year-old stuff. You know, when they were really in their heydays. And it's all being used today, but even more sophisticated. They fuse more than 100 different types of propaganda together where I can't even articulate it. I can just behold it and go, when I'm watching television, I mean, that's how scientific it is, and the wordsmithing and the twisting and the tactics. And but you're talking about Goebbels. That is good to read. I definitely want to have you back up in the near future. I want to get you up for 15, 20 minutes tomorrow. I won't keep you for 10 hours. If your cell bill's huge, you know, it's $50 or something, send me a bill. I'll pay for it. So I appreciate you. We were going to try to call your hotel, but you got detained, and luckily we thought to get your cell phone earlier. And I know I've been, you know, preaching at you, but you're there, arrested twice, released again. Have they won? I mean, are you not going back now, to the Bilderberg group meeting? I mean, I guess you could go buy a 100-pound, 200-pound digital Zoom, a little bit better Sony, one that has like a 50 Zoom or something, and maybe have taxis drive by and take photos. Digitals are good at that. Don't let them stop you just because they've arrested you twice. Now, that's easy to say. I was only arrested once for 16 hours and didn't like it, or 15, 16, whatever. But, so, I mean, where are you going from here?
It's a good question. Have they won? And, partially they had today. I was intimidated enough not to go up to the gates of the hotel today. I was well away from it when I was detained for the second time. I was laughing through gritted teeth with the policewoman who was going, I can't believe you're back again. And I was saying, look, I was trying not to be. I was trying not to be detained.
But see, I would have told her, it's your problem. What is this, Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia? I mean, folks, they're already censoring the internet. They're setting that up the same way China phased it in. The free speech zones, that started in Russia, then China. Listen, if you study this, Mr. Skelton, you're there reading propaganda documents right now, that they phase this stuff in. If you're reading Goebbels' diaries, you see he talks about that.
Yeah, I mean, information is the key thing, the holding back or sharing of information. And, you know, insofar as the internet allows a sharing of viewpoints, of differing viewpoints and of information, different information, you know, the key word being different, you know, that's great. I don't know how long that difference is going to last. And I'd like to make a serious point here, which is that, it's very difficult to categorize the alternative media and people with alternative viewpoints as one thing. Whereas Bilderberg, they're sitting there and they are strategizing, and they, you know, there is whatever you might think is happening, whatever you characterize the Bilderberg meeting as, you have to agree that some strategizing, some ideas, some forward thinking is being done. I mean, whether you think it's benign, malign, whatever. So this kind of strategy.
Oh no, power brokers.
I know, but these broad.
They don't get together and talk about power.
Sure, I know. So what? But you know, on the point of, from you know, you turn it around and you see what people like you and other alternative voices are saying. It's very difficult to strategize against that kind of serious, big money, you know, strategizing that's going on their side. And you know, one of the difficult things is that people have differences of opinion and people disagree. I disagree with my wife about aspects of September 11th, for example. We have I disagree about certain things about, you know, the importance of gun control, and my mind is slightly changing on that, I have to admit. But, you know, whilst we have differences of opinion, I think it's very important that at some point there is a coherent strategy against globalization.
Okay, listen, do 5 more minutes, then I'm going to let you go and take calls. 1 minute break, sir. We're going to start the third hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the raworganicvegansuperfoods.com link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you gotta check this out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com. Again, that website is raworganicvegansuperfoods.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Charlie Skelton, who writes for one of the biggest newspapers in the world, is covering Bilderberg, the London Guardian. Five more minutes with him, the total phone blitz and news blitz coming up, and a guest about the government kidnapping children en masse. A state representative will be joining us, but I want to be clear and also let you know now what you've stepped into, Mr. Skelton, because we're not making this up. You'll probably be stuck on a no-fly list now. And this is how the globalists operate. It's unnamed. They won't tell you why you're on it for the rest of your life. With Interpol, UK, US, you're on file for daring to work for a big newspaper and go cover world leaders meeting to set the future of the world with all the big bank ministers in secret with helicopters and guys with machine guns. Now, think about how butt backwards that is. You know, here we are trying to cover this, and they make it like we're the bad guys. You know, they make us go through the airports and thumb scan and face scan and take our shoes off and be body scanned and be searched and ask questions. But then they just fly in private jet, helicoptered in. The police and military we pay for then protect them to carry out their crimes against our nation. And there's no doubt. I mean, one Bilderberg group member I know is under indictment, and he's involved grabbing the Texas power plants, and he's Pakistani. He's involved grabbing the roads and the NAFTA highways. I mean, these guys come in, buy off governments, and have the governments hand them everything. Same thing the Nazis did that you were mentioning. So that's how they operate. And now they have these new hate lists. And now they want to put American gun owners on list without ever saying why you can't own a gun. I mean, this is tyranny. And we have to go ahead and just recognize it and deal with it. Any final comments on that and any other observations about where they're meeting, the security they've got at Bilderberg 2009 in Athens, Greece?
Well, as for that, I might keep my distance a little bit more, even tomorrow. Maybe he's wandered off a bit, so I'll steer a little bit clear.
No, it's too late, too late. They've already arrested you twice. That was just to bring you in and identify and get you in the slave grid. Now you just got to fight them. Go ahead.
Well, you remind me, one last thing I would say is that when you're talking, I thought about when they're written down, the writings of Bill Hicks. The late great comedian, who in his stand-up routines was making some very, very serious points about exactly what you're talking about. And one of the things he said, for example, about the assassination of Kennedy, whatever you think about it, is he said, you know, people, he wants to talk about the assassination of Kennedy. Other people are saying, now, come on, that's past history. And he's going, come on, man, this was the president who was killed. Can we not talk about it? Same thing with 9/11. I talked to my brother about it, and my brother goes, you know, that's 8 years ago. You know, come on, we've moved on. And I'm going, no, hang on. There are questions to be asked. This is a big thing. So, you know, asking questions, I think that's it's such an important thing to ask questions. Even if you find out it is X, Y, and Z, that, as you've been told, good. You know, I'd love to find out that things happened as I'm told. It would mean that people weren't lying
well
to me.
They also told us 9/11.
I ask questions.
They also told us 9/11 was the foundation of the police state and giving up our rights, and the world was different, and we had to invade all these countries. So they're always invoking 9/11. And then when we try to go, well, wait, governments have staged terror, and this looks like it's staged. Oh, that's ridiculous. That's old news. Don't discuss it. It's a dead issue. Again, they're trying to set the agenda set the parameters of the debate. Get outside the box. I got Tucker on at 8 o'clock your time tomorrow. It's 9:04 Greece time where you're at, Mr. Skelton. What time can you come on the show for? What time can you come on tomorrow for 10, 15 minutes for an update?
Any time at all. I'm free and easy. Well, I say free. As long as I'm not under arrest, any time at all.
Let's have you on at 8:30 tomorrow.
Okay.
Would you like us to call your room, or would you like us to call your cell phone?
I don't know. Probably the cell phone is safer.
Well, we're linking to your articles up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and The Guardian, and we're glad that you're joining the team. We really appreciate you, Mr. Skelton. You have a lot of courage.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new silver solution liquid form was shown to be a powerful preventative for H5N1 influenza. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and virus. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order now to protect yourself and those you care about. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. And I'm going to go to your calls right now. Then coming up, scientist arrested for smuggling vials used in Ebola research in the United States. That's out of the French news agency. I mean, I see these stories every two or three days. The army caught sneaking around anthrax. Some other government group caught with foot and mouth weaponized. Some other government group or private company trying to mix bird flu with vaccines. Top scientists saying the virus is engineered that popped up 3 weeks ago. And they're building more of these labs everywhere. More plausible deniability as they release things to have scares, to push vaccines on us, and to get more control and federalization. But also to then release real attacks in the future. We'll continue to cover Bilderberg later in the next hour. I've got a huge stack of mainstream news. This is unprecedented. We're winning. The mainstream media has gone from saying none of this existed, there's no global government, to having to admit it all. And then now they still criticize us when we talk about it? They have no credibility. They're losing credibility. And so many people are compartmentalized inside mainstream media, they're not even really bad. They were ignorant, believing the official line. They're waking up. Very, very exciting. Okay, let's go to Jared in Texas. Jared, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thanks, Alex. It's awesome to be here. I'm a first-time caller. So, anyway, I wanted to talk about something that is a little bit exciting to me. I didn't know if you'd heard it, but do you know the history of Abraham Zapruder at all?
He's got some spook background, right?
I'm not that sure, but what I did want to point out, and I thought this was interesting, it was relevant in the sense that, you know, it's kind of a pattern the financiers go in and they like to control both sides. They like to be able to show the horror that they do, you know. And I was watching.
I have no doubt that the establishment was filming it. I don't know if they've released those footage, but some have speculated that Zapruder, you know, shot it and then Time Life had it and it was allowed to be leaked through certain people who didn't even know it was being leaked through them. You know, but then people say, I was allowed to sneak into Bohemian Grove. And if I was, I was unknowing. You know, they just just a minute, because I'm trying to explain this this thought here, since you bring up this, you know, random point here, but it's important. I snuck into Bohemian Grove because I'd read how others have been caught. And others, reporters always try to go in. Most of them get caught trying to get through the three guard fences. I went around them and got on a trolley from the parking lot, but something past one checkpoint. I went around one checkpoint, acted like I was normal, got on one of the flatback trucks. We videotaped it. It's in the film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. It's comboed with The Order of Death, two films on one DVD, but side issue. I got in, drove through the other checkpoints. They looked at us. I smiled at them, was calm with Mike Hansen, who was also calm, did a great job. We got in to the main facility, and then I didn't run around trying to be social. These reporters, the last one for Vanity Fair that got arrested, he got arrested. His article's out. And he admits they were homosexual activity. You know, it was a bunch of, I mean, that's what goes on there. And he admits that they're doing that. But the point is, he tried to go in and be social with these people. They walk up and say, who are you with? What are you doing? And I had Secret Service. I had Sheriff's County deputies that, by the way, the last guy that got arrested was Sheriff's County deputies. People are like, where's your footage of this, Alex? You have footage of everything but that. No, I've got a camera with a one-hour tape. I start taping. I pull up. I get in. I get in the truck. I go in. I've got a little button because this is 2000. Stuff wasn't hidden, you know, very good hidden camera. I got a little button I hit that supposedly starts the hidden camera. But, you know, I've got a bag here with the hidden pager on the front of it, and I'm squeezing the button, and it didn't tape. I mean, that's why the ritual's off at an angle. Like, people are like, why isn't it high fidelity? With, you know, first they denied it was even real for years, but then now they admit it's real. And so I go through that as well. So just to say Abraham Zapruder faked it is unfair, because I don't believe in charging people with things with no evidence just because it could be a possibility and then it becomes a reality. Regardless, let's just, for the sake of argument, say I faked the Bohemian Grove. That is, they let me in, I shot the video. Now, that's not true, but for mental illness sake, let's just say it is. Now, can we address world leaders having homosexual orgies and worshiping owl gods and running around in the woods naked, admitting they do? I mean, can we address that instead of Alex Jones, you know, the one guy able to get in and get out with the goods? And, you know, I give all the glory to God on that. You know, people just can't believe, you know, that Charlie Sheen calls me up and comes on. You know, Jesse Ventura we run into. Willie Nelson calls up and comes on. That I'm in a movie with Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, and all these other, and Woody Harrelson and all these other people. And I mean, you know, people can't believe that. People couldn't believe when I shot Marines doing urban warfare takeovers, training with role players screaming, I'm an American, please don't put me in the camp. It's all real. I just got on an airplane, flew there and shot it. You know, people don't believe that's a real police chief I interviewed in San Antonio saying they tried to pay him off Delta Force. You could call. That was a real police chief, Ali Philippus. I was in his office, but they don't make a phone call to find out that's really Ali Philippus. They just say, not real. Now, I'm not saying you're doing that. You just got me off on a rant there. This is mental illness. And what it is an excuse for the Patriot movement to not become leaders. Instead of them going out and fighting the Patriot Act and the New World Order and open borders and the globalists and the bankers or going to Bilderberg or starting a blog or a radio show, most they sit back and talk crap about everybody else that's been going on lately. They sit back doing that, and they sit back nitpicking and critiquing everyone who's in the arena. I need people to get in the arena, okay? And a lot of people are too far gone to ever get in the arena. They want success so bad, but they can't get in the arena to get the success. And then watch what you ask for, folks. Now, all of this is going on, and I've already digressed. Well, what is the point of the phone call, sir? Let's just say Abraham Zavuder is absolutely evil. Let's just say it. But the point is, why did the military-industrial complex kill Kennedy is the question. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, all I wanted to share with you was a detail. They made us watch a documentary in 12th grade. This is about 4 years ago. And even my teacher at the time was questioning why they made us watch it, because it was graphic. It was digitally enhanced. It was Kennedy's, you know, it was his assassination, you know. And there was a photo of Zapruder in that film, and it was interesting because, you know, I believe the 9/11, that's glaring. You know, it's like, how can you not deny that? But, how could you deny it when it's so obvious? But, anyway, he was wearing, actually, in this picture, a Masonic lapel. You know, it had the G, it had the compass, and the 90-degree ruler. And I thought that was really interesting. It actually really made my head pop. And the thing is, I searched for it on the Internet, and I'd only found a couple references to that. And I just wanted to know if you'd ever heard about such a thing.
No, I hadn't. I can't remember the stuff where I've heard from credible people, but they're not sure. From Jim Mars and others about questions about Zapruder.
Yeah, I just.
But that's basic. But I mean, it's questions. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk. I'm sorry I went off on that tirade, folks. That's what happens when I'm at information overload point. Sean in Minnesota. Sean, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. First-time caller.
Thanks for calling.
Yep. Well, I'm here in Indianapolis, Indiana. I woke up this morning about 8:30, 9 o'clock. I walk outside and look to the sky, and what do I see? A nice little spider web to brighten my day.
And people always deny that there's chemtrail spraying starting in the mid-90s, but then now the government
says, do that?
Now, just like they denied Bilderberg and they denied CFR existed and they denied New World Order, they denied the European Union even existed for decades before they openly set it up and announced it, because it's a military tactic. Instead of ever debating should they be terraforming and altering the atmosphere, they just say nothing's going on, nothing. And now, though, they're going, yeah, we've been doing tests to spray these particulates and give you a sunscreen to stop the dangerous sun rays from hurting you and the Earth. And they give excuses in textbooks of, oh, we're spraying you to stop, you know, the ozone layer got holes in it, and all of this happened, and so we've got to do this, and, oh, we've got to cool the Earth because of greenhouse gases, and the White House says we may have to start doing this, and then it's exactly what they announce is exactly what they've already been doing. So, you know, it's a huge subject.
It is a huge subject. I've been following it now for the last couple of weeks because of you, and you know, you go on the web, you go on YouTube, and you find video after related video after related video. And I woke up, looked outside because of the awareness. Now I'm aware of it, and I look outside. I run right into my house here, grab my little palm cord, and start shooting it. And then about a half hour later, the wind had kicked up a little bit, and I kid you not, there was an odor through the air that I have never smelled before in my life. And that right now, as I talk to you, I'm live on the air. I have a headache. And it's unbelievable. I mean, what do we do? I mean, how do we get more people aware, and why are they really doing this? I mean,
well,
don't they need,
sir,
our tax
what
money?
We know, what we know, and I appreciate your call. If you see my film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, it basically covers everything. It's kind of an encyclopedia. And in there we show, I think it's 20 different mainstream news articles, London Guardian, BBC, Associated Press, where they said, yeah, we took 4,300 U.S. foster children and radiated them to death. And yeah, we took 110,000 Jewish kids and radiated most of them to death. Others we just cooked. And yeah, we took U.S. soldiers and put them in chambers and nerve gassed them to death. And yeah, we sprayed every major U.S. city with unnamed bacteria and then had doctors in the hospitals to track how they died when they came in. And yeah, we did this. And yeah, we did that. So they've already done it all these thousands of times, they admit. I mean, I took a small sampling in that film. And we go, okay, they've done all this over and over again. What could they be doing now? And then suddenly they're on Japanese and U.S. news going, maybe we should spray the people with kind of a Prozac-type chemical to make them calm. Maybe we should put statins so you don't have heart attacks. You know, statin drugs, cholesterol drugs in the water for children. Perhaps we should put lithium in all the water supply. So that, this was in the news last week, so that everybody will be happy. So we know they're spraying and putting stuff in the water already. We know there's high altitude atmosphere manipulation going on. We know there's low level spraying going on. The real laboratory for this is some of the Pacific Islands. But look, they're playing God, folks. We'll be right back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
scientist arrested for smuggling vials using Ebola research in the United States. That's coming up in the next segment. And a bunch of other news. Let's continue with your phone calls. Jill in Arizona. You're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks, Alex. I'm a first-time caller, but I have two little things I want to address to you. One is, like, about, I think it was 3 weeks ago, you had a minister on who read you Romans 13 about everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities. You remember that minister?
I think I had a minister, a Baptist preacher, was beat up at an illegal checkpoint.
Well, he was saying that he was getting letters sent to him by the government to preach Romans 13. Well, anyways, on that note, if you read that one, that's from the New International Version of the Bible, but if you read the King James Version, it doesn't say anything like that. So one was put out by the government, totally, and then the other one, the King James Version. Anyways, that was my point. And then the other question was...
No, let me just back you up. Look, it's real simple. All of the major prophets were either killed or the government tried to kill them for not following the government's orders. Jesus was killed for not following the political and religious leaders' orders. Paul was killed. They were all killed. And so, and Jesus went in and beat the money changers, and it was all about standing up against evil. And Moses said no to Pharaoh. And by the sickening Romans 13 misinterpretation, that was Hitler's favorite quote. You read Goebbels' writings, he would laugh at Christians how they would use that. And it was really Hitler started that, and then, of course, our government adopted it. The 68 Gun Control Act is word for word, because former Senator Dodd, not the current one, the old one's dead, he had been on the Nuremberg trial as a lawyer. And so he took it and changed the German to English, changed the name, and only a few lines are changed of the bill. We have the Nazi gun control law here in America. So they love it. I mean, the government hasn't found something the Nazis did they don't love. Black uniforms, homeland security, it was called Reich security, land security in Germany. It's all almost a carbon copy with a little bit of Soviet and East German and Chi-Com mixed into the, you know, the management system. Literally, they admit they've drawn from all of these. And so Romans 13 is a complete, giant, stinking fraud, and that's why they teach it in the churches. Go ahead.
Okay, and my second part to the question is, we've been talking to some people here in Arizona, and one of the ladies said, why would you want to fight it? Why not just stand down and let them go ahead and do their tyranny? Why not bring the second coming in? And I'm thinking, well, it's not really going to bring the second coming because Christ is going to come whenever he wants to, not when they say, oh, here, we're going to bring tyranny to everybody so Christ will come. And so she basically told my husband and I that we were crazy and that we were lunatics and we should just stand down and not worry about it because the government...
Christianity has turned from go out and say slavery is wrong and be killed for it or, okay, take 1st century, 2nd century, 3rd century Christians in Rome killed by the hundreds of thousands over those several hundred years for not bowing down. Caesar said, you will bow to Jupiter, you will bow to Saturn, you will bow to Janus, you will bow, and they said no, and they said you die. Then according to the churches today, those Christians are going to hell because they should have hit their knees to Moloch. Now, it's asinine, but again, look, a cowardly, soft-handed, domesticated people that want to put on their little dresses and suits and go pimp around at church, and the guys find boyfriends, and the girls find boyfriends, you know, and that's what they do. Yeah, the churches are the main homosexual facilities, and they go there, and that's where they find their, and that's their sexual preference. My point is the mainly Christian churches, the big ones, are for the men to have sex with men. And I'm not trying to shock people here on air. I mean, this is what I've discovered. I mean, take Bohemian Grove. Christian conservative leaders go there. It's a giant 15-day homosexual orgy. And I found the liberals like women. And, I mean, you know, it's I guess it sounds insane, ladies and gentlemen, but everything's insane. Anything else, ma'am?
So my husband said, so you're going to teach your kids to stand down and let them rape and do whatever they want to your kids. You're going to let them do that to your kids. And right now she teaches them homeschool. So I said to her, well, then if you say stand down, then why don't you send your kids back to school so that they can, so that the government can take control of them and have, do whatever they want to them and control them, because obviously that would be standing down.
Oh my God, print that one. Boy Scouts trained to become Homeland Gestapo. I told you under Secure Corps they were doing that, but oh my God. Ma'am, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just saw something on screen that blew me away. What did she say when you said that?
Well, she says, I am actually thinking about sending my kids back to public school.
Oh, it's of the Lord.
And
look, you can't help her. Move on. Pearls before swine. That lady's going to have a rude awakening when she enters hell, probably. California says it's illegal.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the raworganicvegansuperfoods.com link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you got to check this out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com. Again, that website is raworganicvegansuperfoods.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Look at this story from Kurt Nemo, and it's in the New York Times as well. I made 22 films and produced a couple more, and I can't even remember anymore. Is it in Masters of Terror, or is it in Road to Tyranny or Police State 3, where I show a clip off of ABC News where it goes, in Russia, the foster children, CPS from their parents, are trained at like age 5 to 18 to karate chop, to attack people, to enforce what the government wants. That's where they get their thug police. It's like Universal Soldier movie with Russell. Boy Scouts trained to become Homeland Gestapo. Now, that's our article, and you can see them there if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, all stacked up about to board a Homeland Security bus. And this is not new news to me. It's just that the first place I saw this was in 2002, in the Philadelphia Daily News. It was called Secure Corps, a division of AmeriCorps. and it described the middle school 6th and 7th graders training with, quote, M16s for gun confiscation, door-to-door search, fugitive apprehension, and it described them with dogs in the woods with the feds. And now hundreds of high schools are being converted and run by the Marine Corps and Army, where they go, oh, your school's now run by the Army, and they just show up in Virginia and Georgia and Illinois and California and everywhere, Texas, Michigan. I'm covering that every week now. And it's all, and then they tell them, you'll be arrested if you don't sign up with the military, and then it's illegal. The Marines just go, we commit crime. We don't care. You know, they tell the kids, you'll go to jail if you don't sign up for this. And you're like, don't you be anti-Marine. It's good for them to threaten the children and run everything and run the schools. Ladies and gentlemen, this is directly out of the old Soviet Union. 10 minutes into errant mayhem in his town near the Mexico border, and the gunman, a disgruntled Iraq war veteran, see, they're training the kids to kill the vets. It just doesn't get any richer than this. I told you 12 years ago that they had government documents, and we got some of them here, and people didn't believe it, even when it had the FBI phone numbers on, you could call, saying veterans and gun owners and those that make frequent references to the Constitution were, quote, constitutional terrorists. In fact, Google constitutional terrorists. Let's put that on screen, the actual document from 99 for them. We got documents in 97 as well. So they're training to kill the vets. And the vets will say, I'm patriotic. Romans 13, train my kids to kill me. I don't care if Hitler and Stalin did it. It's freedom, baby. Man, and they're taking over the Boy Scouts. They're militarizing the fire departments to have them tattle and spy on citizens. They're federalizing everything, folks. 10 minutes into the errant mayhem in his town near the Mexico border, and the gunman, a disgruntled Iraq war veteran, has taken out two people, one slumped in a desk on the floor covered in blood. The responding officers, 8 teenage boys and girls, the youngest 14, face tripwire, a thin cloud of poisonous gas and loud shots, bam, bam, fired from behind a flimsy wall. They move quickly. Pellet guns drawn and mask affixed. See, they know the kids love this. They tell the kids, we're going to arrest you for BB guns, or they're always arresting kids playing paint gun in the, you know, city park. But you can come join the police and Homeland Security and have weapons, young man. Now tell us about your folks. And you think I'm joking there. No, I have all the mainstream news articles. That's in Road to Tyranny, local newscasts where they tell kids tattle on their parents, you get $200. I mean, yeah, I made that 7 years ago. You can't make this stuff up. This is happening. So continuing here. The responding officers, 8 teenage boys and girls, the youngest 14, faced tripwire, a thin cloud of poisonous gas, and loud shouts, bam, bam, fired from behind a flimsy wall. They move quickly, pellet guns drawn and mask affixed. United States Border Patrol, put your hands up, screams one voice, cracking with adolescent determination as the suspect is subdued. Now, let me stop you right there. I've noticed with the Homeland Security TV show, about 6 months ago, a caller called before it was even on air and said, there's a new Homeland Security show. And I remember going, hold on. It'll be set on the border. And the caller said, yeah, I just saw the ad. How did you know that? And I said, I know the enemy. And my point is, I'm not here tooting my horn. I'm trying to explain to you, I know their program. What is popular? 91% in every Gallup poll they've had or higher of Americans, all Americans, you know, of a cross section of black, Hispanic, white, 91%. It's 70 plus percent if you just poll Hispanics. So they're against open borders as well. Want the border militarized, which is constitutional. So that TV show to popularize Homeland Security is going to show you something popular. Not Homeland Security training to take your guns. Not Homeland Security spying on you without warrants. Not Homeland Security training and building up to go after veterans and gun owners and conservatives. They're going to say Homeland Security's for foreign terrorists and it's for illegal aliens. And the parents of these kids are just pleased as punch, man. You're going to go fight illegal aliens that are killing people. No, you're not. Now, see, they're playing the part of Border Patrol here. But when you read their training to have the Border Patrol fight American citizens, a disgruntled U.S. veteran. Now, they have these training drills all over the country. We've pulled up on screen and covered the really famous ones in Michigan a few years ago. AP reported it. We covered just a few weeks ago again, where they came in the school and said, we're going to kill all of you. We're homeschoolers against public school. and then said, I'm pro-Second Amendment, I'm going to kill you to terrorize the kids and make them hate the Second Amendment. And then when the local sheriff got in trouble, he said, well, the feds gave us the script and the grant. We're just doing what they told us. So, you see, that's how they roll. Yeah, here's the constitutional terrorist thing. It says, defenders of U.S. Constitution against federal government and U.N., super patriots, terrorists. It says, make numerous references to the U.S. Constitution, claim driving is a right, not a privilege, attempt to police the police. How dare citizens be involved in that? And it goes on to say, you know, just unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. And it talks about Second Amendment groups. So you can go read that for yourself. Now, number one threat's the veterans. They really want, they're training your children, the Eagle Scouts now, on their little power trips. Look at these guys. Some of these guys are supposedly 16. They look like they're two. I mean, I got to say, these 14, 15, 16-year-olds, they just literally look. Well, I'll tell you what, when I was 14, I took every one of them on. I'll tell you right now, these guys look like a bunch of wimps. I'm sorry, I just can't help it anymore. They're probably nice kids, and their parents are just idiots, fluoride heads. I guarantee you, every one of these kids' parents loves Jack Bauer and fantasizes watching 24. And these kids are going to be men in just a year or two, and they're, you know, they're going to go after? You're a veteran with guns? You want to know who's coming through your door? It's going to be guys being trained by these programs. Show, ladies and gentlemen, the training photos. Go back to them. This is children. This is children training to kill U.S. veterans. And again, Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson have probably posted 50, 60 articles this bad today. I can't even read them all anymore. I haven't even covered it. It's totally overwhelming. We got Ebola missing. Total insanity. I told you the last virus was engineered in a lab. It's now admitted. And they're saying it's going to mutate and kill everybody in the fall, just like I told you they would. I know these people. I know these people. It goes on. United States Border Patrol. Let me read this again. 10 minutes into the errant mayhem in the town near the Mexico border, and the gunman, a disgruntled Iraq war veteran, has already taken out two people. So they're practicing to take out themselves. You know, when they're done being paramilitary forces and they finally rebel later, when they get old enough, they'll have the new youngins to kill them. That's how it worked in Germany, Russia, China. Because when, I mean, let's face it, when you're 18, you're dumber than dirt. I certainly was, and I was smarter than most people who were 18. I learn more and more every day. I get more and more wisdom and knowledge. I can't imagine how much knowledge I'll have if I live another 20 years. I mean, right now, I'm not even saying I'm that smart. My brain burns with connections and understanding and research. And I look back at myself 10 years ago. I mean, I was a blithering idiot. What will I be like in 10 years? These kids don't know. These are nice kids, I'm sure. Oh, man, the girl is just unbelievable in the middle. I mean, look at her, man. When your family's pulled over to checkpoint and they're walking around with the German shepherds. Let me tell you something. You go to demonstration now, they got German shepherds. I mean, the government is rogue, folks. And I've had enough of it. I tell you, this government sure wants a fight. I tell you, they sure want one, don't they? And I tell you, it's going to be 1776. If it does go to physical blows, all these people all day want to sit around and talk about how the government's going to whoop our butt because they got all this technology. Baloney. No one can stop a guerrilla, decentralized lone wolf army. It's over 100 million gun owners in this country. And I don't want it to come to that, but it looks like they're not going to give us a choice. So let's hold out as long as we can peacefully, but you can't put up with them trying to take your guns and take you to FEMA camps, you know, And I know this is going on. I keep telling listeners they've got giant cadres of youth now for at least 7 years I know of who are now, I guess if you were 14 then, and now it's 7 years later, you'd be 21, 22. And that's why these are the guys. These are the guys that arrest you when you try to go photograph the Bilderberg group. These are the guys that tell you you don't have free speech. These are the guys. Now these young kids, I want to try to get some of their parents on. I mean, I'm sure they're nice people and mean well. Road to hell's paved with good intentions. It's all quite a step forward from the square knot. Yeah, that's right. No longer how to build a fire or, you know, how to survive in the wilderness or how to learn morals or the Constitution, Bill of Rights. They don't, by the way, they don't teach that in Boy Scouts anymore. I went and looked at what they teach them now, and I said, I'm sorry, I guess my son can't be in that. It's basically like a communist organization now. The Explorers Program, a co-educational affiliate. Yeah, can't have the Boy Scouts just be boys. See, it's totally different. A lot of these Boy Scout things are just basically places for your children to be molested. I mean, I'm sorry to have to report that to you, but that's basically what it's turned into. I'm sorry, we don't get the Boy Scouts back till we take it back over! Boy Scouts of America, that began 60 years ago, is training thousands of young people in skills used to confront terrorism, illegal immigration, and escalating border violence. No, that's not. They're training them to kill U.S. vets. They admitted it in the first line. An intense ratcheting up of one of the group's longtime missions to prepare youth for traditional jobs as police officers and firefighters. And that is why they started it. They started the NRA because the North couldn't shoot. Not bashing people up north. They'd become, city dwellers. Everybody from the South had come from the North. And so, you know, the North had three times the troops that could barely beat the South in 4 years. And so they had a public proclamation. The federal government funded the NRA to train school kids how to shoot. And they also set up the Boy Scouts to, you know, prepare them for how to carry a pack, how to follow discipline, how to follow orders. Now, that's a far human cry, though, from training them to kill veterans. That isn't patriotic. Training them to kill vets isn't patriotic. Let me say it again. You start to see how the Homeland Security documents about vets and gun owners, the Boy Scouts is about that. Everything is about that. And they got a bill introduced where if they say you're an extremist, you don't get to own a gun. No judge, no jury, no appeal. Somebody on death row gets appeals, but you as a gun owner don't. But you were like, oh, that's good for them Al-Qaeda's. Take all their rights away. But then now you're learning it's for you. Confronting terrorism is about killing the vets. And I'm not just saying that. This is how they take over in the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. Who was the first group Hitler culled when he got to power? The police and military. He killed hundreds of thousands in that first year. Get ready, cops. Get ready, military. Get ready, business owners. This is about being a true-blooded American guy and girl, said A.J. Lowenthal, a sheriff's deputy here in Emerald Imperial County, whose life clock, he says, is set around the Explorers events he helps run. It fits right in with the honor and bravery of the Boy Scouts. And again, it's Homeland Security funding this. This isn't the local sheriff. In fact, my dad said this to me 2 weeks ago, and I keep meaning to print it. Will you go look in Aaron Dyke's printer? No, is Aaron here yet? I want that email my dad sent me. And it describes life in 56 compared to life today. I don't know if we posted that, but will you just bring it to me? I said, I'd take your calls, but how do I even do it? I don't even want to do this. I want to fight them, but I mean, I want to expose the globalists, but I just can't believe how hardcore the tyranny is. You've got to get the exact headline to find it. It's an email. It's life in 1956 school compared to 2008. You've seen it? Well, yeah, and literally when my dad was going to school in the mid-1960s, you know, he was in college in 67, 68, 69, 70, he would literally take a shotgun to school and, you know, ride on the school bus with it and then go shooting after school with the football coaches and his history teacher. And now, you know, of course, back then you didn't have mass shootings. You have mass shootings because we're a mentally ill, degenerate Prozac society. By the way, they tested the blood of that chimpanzee that murdered that lady and attacked the police. He was on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. He was on Xanax. And I told you that monkey was going to be, and I know it's not a monkey, it's an ape. I told you that primate was going to be on it. Because apes rarely do that unless they're hopped up on drugs. Chimpanzees killing people, Prozac. People killing their parents, Prozac. And it's now on the drug insert. Oh, it doesn't even matter. And it just goes on. It says, Kathy Narigo, 16, said she was attracted by the guns. See, It's a message. You can't have guns in society. They're bad unless you're with the government. Oh, God, you get to use them on little old ladies and get to gun people down in the back every day, and we'll cover up for you. Oh, it's so good. Oh, they also have them take online, they also have them take sensitivity training. And so they also indoctrinate them in an ADL script. I know, it's just unbelievable brainwashing. Oh, my God, I can't handle it anymore. If there are critics of the content or purpose of law enforcement training, they have not made themselves known to the Explorers National Organization in Irving, Texas, or to the volunteers here on the ground, national officials and local leaders said. They said the Explorers have faced problems over the years. There have been numerous cases over the last decades in which police officers supervising Explorers have been charged in civil and criminal cases with sexually abusing them. Well, I told you, you give your kids to the Boy Scouts or public school, it's a rape room, basically. I just said that. I hadn't even read the article yet, and I told you it'd be in there. And the Boy Scouts used to be the best thing out there. But this is, look, this country's full of evil people now. We became evil. This country's falling apart. And you put your children in public school, you put them in some kind of cop program. Have you read criminology? You know where real child offenders go? They want to be truancy officers. They want to be CPS people. I'm not saying all the CPS people are cops or are pedophiles. I'm saying that's where you find the biggest percentage of them. I don't even feel like doing the show anymore. It makes me so sick. I just want to beat these tyrants. I just want to defeat them. I'm tired of the New World Order. I'm tired of the degenerate scum. I'm tired of all the corruption. I'm tired of evil. I'm tired of it. It's time for good people to start whooping some New World Order butt in the info war. And if they want to start a physical fight, then to kick their butts.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose. but the excess around your, anyway, Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Okay, here's an example. I'm not going to say any news. I'm not going to say any names here on the news. But we were just having a discussion about, hey, I hope the listeners realize I'm not even bashing the Boy Scouts. Any organized thing with children today is going to have government perverts involved in it. The perverts know where to get in the system to operate. And the one guy here who's an Eagle Scout, he said, no, I had to switch troops because that was all going on. And I said, how bad was it? He's, I don't want to even talk about it, but nothing happened to me, but I got out of there. That's what I'm talking about, folks. I'm here to warn people about what's going on. Don't drink the tap water. Don't put your kids in the Boy Scouts until you've, I'll say this. I told my wife, I said, we can't have our son in the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts because I'm too busy to be there. I said, I know there's good troops. And there's good people out there, but I'd have to be there at every meeting because nobody's getting near my kids. And I'm telling you, folks, that's what this – and by the way, the CPS expose is coming up in 30 minutes. Well, it's coming up right now for 30 minutes. And then I'm going to continue with your phone calls in a giant news blitz. I am just out of control today. By the way, coming out in about 2 weeks, the film's done. The trailer's up on Infowars.com. We had hundreds of requests to take the PrisonPlanet.tv interview we did with Aaron Russo, his last videotaped interview before he died of cancer, and to put it on DVD. And so we did that, and that's what it is. It's the interview with Aaron Russo, and there's like 10 minutes of interview that we didn't put on the web that's in there. And we put articles and documents over him talking, and I think it's very effective. It's been seen millions of times online. And, you know, it's all over the place. But this is upgraded and added and has some commentary where I update the latest info, and it's all about abolishing the Federal Reserve. So pre-order that at Infowars.com. I think it's very important, and it'll be effective to wake folks up. Plus, it's kind of an infomercial for Aaron and Freedom to Fascism and the work he's done. Hope folks appreciate that out there, but God knows. Also, every month we're going to have a best of. Now, this is January. It's David Icke and Alan Watt and a bunch of other people, Joe Rogan. And they're already up to 4 or 5 months in, but those are all being made right now. We're going to start offering each month's best interviews in a two-hour boil-down with documents and music and things. That's $14.95, Infowars.com. People kept asking for that, so we're going to have the DVD arsenal for everybody at Infowars.com as well. You can go get those. And in fact, maybe running the DVD of the one that's actually printed, the one that's done. It was around here somewhere, Rob. It doesn't matter. Here's some of the covers of some of the future months that are coming out. Now, before I go any further, I also want to tell you about a few sponsors, because this is who makes the show possible. This one is just our fabulous folks. And when I say this, I mean it. They got the best prices I've seen anywhere. They've been around since 1994. And you better get tasers and stun guns before they start restricting them to the public. Because tasers and stun guns don't have the lobby that Second Amendment groups do. And I believe in these as great self-defense items in a lot of cities and states where guns are restricted. You can have a taser or a stun gun or pepper spray. Check them out. Pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Stun guns, tasers, animal repellents, home safety, personal alarms, pepper spray, just one word, pepper, P-E-P-P-E-R, spray, S-P-R-A-Y.com. And there's a banner up on Infowars.com. And they just have fabulous deals on stun guns and tasers. You can check your state laws there, but it's just good to have these and good to have in your area. Almost everywhere it's legal still. So even areas where the Second Amendment's restricted. Or you can give them a call at 800-908-9988, 800-908-9988. That number again for pepperspray.com, 800-908-9988. Give them a call today. One other sponsor I wanted to tell you about is mysolarbackup.com. This is the solar backup unit to have. Great price unit, 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. The website is mysolarbackup.com. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1800 power plant and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. And it's free once you have it and hides nicely in your house. The government doesn't own the sun yet, so get yours now. MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new silver solution liquid form was shown to be a powerful preventative for H5N1 influenza. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and virus. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order now to protect yourself and those you care about. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Got a guest coming up, very articulate and really done Gilman's work. Battling with the establishment, Nancy Schaefer. State Senator Nancy Schaefer was the founder and president of Family Concerns, Inc., a nonprofit organization located in Georgia. And we'll tell you a lot more about her when she comes on the show in just a little while. Let's get a few phone calls in right now on the heels of the news showing teenagers training with machine guns to kill veterans in the U.S. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in New York. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Nice to meet you, sir.
Hey, buddy.
First-time caller.
Welcome.
I got a question for you. I was in the military for 8 years. I got out last year. A friend of mine, Mark, woke me up to your shows. I watched all your shows. Great shows, by the way. We spent about $300,000 to buy a piece of property in the middle of nowhere, got it set up for an emergency, and we picked four other people with good skills in certain areas to get it all set up. Now we live about 2.5 hours away from this camp that we set up. Do you think by watching everything like a hawk and listening to you every day and everything, do you think we're going to have enough time to get out of here to get to that middle of nowhere place?
Well, number one, you trust these people. Though it's fun to secret agent, I'm not saying you're doing this, to secret agent around and call it your secret camp. I'd call it your deer camp. And you're a gun club. And, that's the end of it. I don't know your geography. I don't know what's around you. But what they'll do is they'll announce, oh, we've got a new plague that's been released. We don't know if it's deadly. And they'll do it enough times with kind of soft kill ones that aren't very strong. I've always said this, and I didn't just start saying this with the flu, folks, 3 weeks ago, that then they'll release the really big one. And then everybody will kind of stand down. Then they'll lock the cities down. That's what these dry run drills are about. But depending on where you live, I really can't advise you. You sound like a pretty smart guy, but every time there's some type of scare or bird flu thing going on, or if you hear a nuke went off 10 states away from you, you better get out of the city then if you don't want to be locked down in the city. Now, does that mean every time you leave that they're not going to lock down? No, but if you want to be safe, I mean, during this swine flu thing, I was saying probably staged, manufactured just to scare people, but we got to take them serious when they say this. This could be their move because of what they've done in the past. I had my family on standby with packed bags, the storable foods ready to leave. And we were on standby. And I was going to debate whether I'd jettison my family to a safe location and whether I was going to stay here. I mean, it was going to be some killer thing killing everybody. I was going to bring food and cots into my office, and I was going to stay here and go down with the ship because, that's our job. Where do you live? You say you live in New York, New York City, or New York State?
Niagara Falls, New York. I literally live like 15 minutes. I could see the border from my house.
Oh, well, you're in a security
and
zone.
And I have a lot of back roads and everything that we planned out that we want to take any main roads or anything to get back down to the deer camp.
Sounds like you got
so
it
we
made.
Have all that planned out. We just don't, we're watching everything like a hawk so we can try to figure out a trigger to when to get the hell out of here.
Well, that's good. And it sounds, see, sounds like you know what you're doing. Yeah, I would have a map with highlighted back roads. Of course, Homeland Security said in 2004 that's an act of terrorism to have a road atlas in your car, but terrorists are terrorists. You know, veterans, gun owners, atlas owners, people wearing blue jeans, people with cell phones, people with white vans. That's all listed. Everything's listed. Everyone's a terrorist. And they've got the youth squads training to, hey, what do you think about the Boy Scouts training to hunt you down and kill you?
It's insane.
Well, but it isn't insane.
I can't believe it.
Every other nation that went to tyranny did that.
Yeah. Well, really weird is, when I first went into military, and I went in around 9/11. I ended up in Iraq twice. First time I came back, I noticed something different about my country. I love my country to death. The second time I came back, it was just like, I don't recognize my own country anymore. Things have changed so much.
They just had a big university do a study. The United States is the sixth worst police state in the world. England's the fifth worst. I mean, there's only North Korea and a few others ahead of us now. People don't realize, folks, that on the scale, we're as bad as it gets. Stay there. I want to let you be able to finish up, sir. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Schaefer coming up in a moment. I meant to get to this story scientist arrested for smuggling vials used in Ebola research in the U.S. Then I saw the New York Times article we're linked to up on Infowars.com. I already knew it, but the photos of Homeland Security training the Cub Scouts in paramilitary uniforms with submachine guns to hunt down U.S. veterans. And, of course, they put the veteran in a bad light, but the villain's always a veteran. Got to kill him. It just blew me away, and I went into a tirade for 20 minutes, so we're behind. But Tony, a veteran that the Boy Scouts are training to hunt down, is in New York. You were talking about coming back to your country and not being able to recognize it. The reason the United States is rated by major university studies as the number six police state on the planet, number one being North Korea, and England's number five, I want to be sure about that. I had that article yesterday, never got to it. I've read it, but in fact, guys, it's in the stack. On the stack, show people the stack here. This is 3 days. This is how much news comes in here, how much gets dumped on my desk, how much I bring in. This at the end of the week will be cleaned off. We got to get a filing system for this, but then we got to have like two people, three people just to go through all this when I need something. I mean, this is insane. This is today's stuff is all right here. Anyways, the point is that once they say we can secretly arrest you and secretly hold you and torture you, even if it's not implemented fully, the next step is total tyranny. So that's why we've now become one of the number one police states in the world. And now they're announcing, oh, guess what? Homeland Security wasn't for the foreign Muslims or Arabs, and taking their rights is wrong. But the point is they knew it would be popular. It was all really for you. See, what you thought was for somebody else is for you. It's for me. So finishing up, Tony, you went to Iraq twice. And when you talk to other vets, are they waking up? Because the vets I talk to are all waking up.
Yeah, quite a few of my friends are definitely waking up. What definitely woke up a few of my close vets friends is that I'm a warrant officer. I was a warrant officer. I flew an Apache. I had missiles that could kill thousands of people in my control. I come back here to try to get a handgun permit, and I was denied. Two, three other of the guys that I speak to online that I try to keep in touch with, they still are trying to apply for a handgun permit, and they can't even get them. So when you go on about they're not letting us military officers get guns, they're not. I mean, I just don't understand how they can let us turn around and have missiles, access to missiles. But then when we go to apply for a handgun for our own protection in our own home, we get denied.
No, I know. God bless you, sir, and I appreciate your call. Most people accuse me of exaggerating. It is the opposite in almost every case. I have studied the thousands of pieces of data coming in, and I can officially tell you, and we even have mainstream news admitting large portions of it, that they are phasing in not allowing veterans to own firearms. Now, you've seen the DHS report saying you're the main target in the enemy. You got the Boy Scouts training with machine guns to come kill you, right out of Nazi Germany, right out of Soviet Russia. I mean, right out. I mean, they're going down every type of tyranny there is and doing it. And it was all set up decades ago. It doesn't matter if it's George Bush or Barack Obama. The agenda's the same, but it's all coming to a head under Obama. He's their closer, as George Humphrey has said eloquently here on air. I mean, absolutely. He is the closer. He is the guy that's doing all of this. So it just absolutely boggles my mind and makes my head spin that this is going on. And there is no doubt. Remember, Clinton tried it in 2000 right before he left office. There was the article about 86,000 vets put on a list not be able to own guns, and they wouldn't say why. And now the head of the White House, chief of staff, says, we're going to put you on a no-gun list like a no-fly list. And then now they've introduced the bill saying, we'll secretly say you can't own guns, and the attorney general can ban any guns he wants. Just give him the power. It's happening! British reporters for one of the biggest newspapers in the world, London Guardian, goes to Greece and tries to photograph a huge hotel with our leaders illegally meeting in it to set policy, Logan Act, and they come and arrest him twice. They don't care if he's with one of the top 10 papers in the world. None of that matters now. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to our guest. Now, I saw a YouTube video of her giving a speech, and in 5 minutes, she boiled everything down I try to explain about the CPS and the bounties on taking kids and how there's no due process. She's State Senator 50th District. Senator Schaefer serves her constituency in eight counties that make up 50th District in Georgia. She's got a long, illustrious career out there fighting corruption. She's also the head in her state of the Eagle Forum. And so she now joins us, and we appreciate her standing up eloquently and fighting this. And so we appreciate Senator Schaefer for coming on. Nancy, it's good to have you here with us.
Thank you. It's good to be on with you. Appreciate all you're doing.
Thanks for holding while I was ranting for 5 minutes about the DHS document saying veterans the number one threat to Homeland Security. Yeah. Were you aware they're training the Boy Scouts for gun confiscation?
Well, you know, I've heard that they are training boys. I didn't know that it's Boy Scouts.
Yeah, it's Boy Scouts, school groups, public school groups. This is just one. What do you think of all the new documents coming out demonizing veterans on a separate issue?
Oh, it's awful. It's just awful. It's unconstitutional, and it's wrong, and you just can see the direction that we're headed.
I got to be honest with you, Senator. I mean, I knew the globalists were evil, but it's even hard for me to believe they're this bold.
Yes, it is.
I mean, training 14-year-olds to go after the military. I mean, that's right out of East Germany.
That's right. This is that community service that we're hearing all about.
Absolutely.
But it certainly has a different definition, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Ma'am, I'm going to try to just sit back and shut up because I'd like you to break down, but with a little bit more time, what you gave in that speech. I know you've given a lot, but I saw this particular speech of you, I believe, before the Eagle Forum, really laying out the facts of just how unconstitutional and Kafkaesque the CPS is.
Right. Well, it is unconstitutional, and I'm sure you have many listeners that know that children are being taken away from their parents in a ruthless kind of behavior by caseworkers and social workers and investigators, and the bureaucracy is very huge. That also includes lawyers and judges and therapists and others who take these children from their parents without a cause. And of course, we know that money is being made because of this. And I am convinced, without a shadow of a doubt, that the parents across this country need to be warned of the dangers of the child protective services nationwide. You want me to just continue on, don't you?
Sure, Senator, lay it out.
The Department of Child Protective Services has become a protected empire that we see going on around us, and it's built on taking children and separating families. As a matter of fact, I could throw in here now that it appears to me that the family is going to have to be destroyed in order for the one-world government to completely develop. But this is the taking of children by a protected empire. This is not to say today that there are not those children who are really being abused, who need to be removed from the wretched situations that they may be in.
But needs to be done through due process.
Yes, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the families that are having children removed from them with no cause, and then there is no due process available to them after this has happened. And in one county in my district, I had 37 families brought together one Saturday morning in the library to allow them to, without any press and without any Child Protective Services pressure there, to tell their stories. And it was absolutely unbelievable to hear these parents, single dads, single mothers, telling their and other parents telling their stories of how their children had been picked up in the middle of the night, off of the school buses, out of schools, out of hospitals, even while they are nursing, and these families had never seen those children again. You have never seen such agony, such suffering, and such crying. And we had 50 families standing outside the door that were not allowed to come in because we already had 37 families inside. It was truly just seeing the work of the Gestapo coming against these families. and taking their children from them, never to be seen again. It was very, very enlightening, that day was, when we saw what was happening in this one Child Protective Services department in one county in my district in Georgia. And not only that, but they had a separate business going on where they required all of these parents to come in multiple times and have drug tests. And they charged the parents every time, so they had a separate business going on. They had already made over $100,000 in this business.
Well, Senator, stay there. Let's come back and break down the abuses of the Bill of Rights Constitution. For those that don't know, they set up at the turn of the last century these family courts that don't follow the Bill of Rights Constitution. They were actually set up to carry out racial hygiene, or they were first called eugenics courts. And that's why they're separate and new and outside of the Bill of Rights Constitution. It's all completely illegal. And it's come out in the news, all these family court judges are getting illegal kickbacks from the private CPS facilities because they're getting federal funds, and then they pay the judges, in some cases, millions of dollars apiece. So that's all this is a bounty on your children. We tend to focus on the CPS workers. The real evil is the judges. They're the ones making the big money and the private groups. Stay with us, Senator.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. Protogrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the Protogrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
All right, Nancy Schaefer.
You can run on for
state head of the Eagle Forum.
For a long time. Run on
state senator, 50th district.
Later,
well, this is a apropos song to have coming on right now. You can throw your rock, hide your hand, working against the people, and it's just amazing what the establishment are doing as they work against their fellow man, always advertising how it's for the children. It's a giant industry, and really people, but some nasty folks. There's some that just want the money of kidnapping the kids, but the others like to do horrible things with the children. That's been proven in all over the news. Senator, so when did you begin to discover these horrors, and what has your fight been like? I mean, because I know discovering this back 12, 14 years ago and fighting it myself and getting calls at hospitals when a newborn baby's literally jerked off the mother's breast with no judge's order even. I mean, it shook me to the core. It's made me actually cry when you're around the families and see the pain, because it's worse than a death. When grandma dies, she's old, you love her, but you expect it to happen, and it's sad. But when you see families with the joy turned into a nightmare, with their young being snatched, it hits you at a core level. And frankly, it tears your guts out. And then I'm going to be honest, then you want to kill people. Senator, tell us about your journey, and then more of the horrors.
Well, it has been horrible. It really has. And let me just say up front here now that my writing the corrupt business of Child Protective Services, which you probably have read at some point or another, that prompted me, of course, to give the speech at Eagle Forum for the conference last year, at the end of the year, I lost my Senate seat over this. And working. And let me say that there are causes worth losing over, so it hasn't distressed me that much. It's just given me more time to work on this issue and other issues. But in calling around the country to other state representatives and senators, asking them would they help this family or that family that have been contacting me, they have told me that if they help, if they do anything, they will lose their job. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, it's a mafia.
And, of course, it cost me my Senate seat. But that's okay. That's okay. We're moving forward. We're exposing what is being done. And you mentioned a few minutes ago about the judges and the money. I wanted to share with you that the Census Bureau has reported that in 2002, $40 billion in transfer payments were made between households. That money is under the direction and the control of family court judges.
And that's only the tip of the iceberg, of course.
That's right.
You break this down so well, but there's bounties on children's heads.
Yes, there are. As a matter of fact, we just learned a few days ago that an order had even been placed to one of our Child Protective Services departments for a particular kind of child that they wanted. So there is a bounty on these children. As a matter of fact, when you break it down as to exactly what is happening to promote these financial incentives, you have to go back to the Adoption and the Safe Families Act that was set in motion in 1974 by Walter Mondale and then later was expanded upon by President Bill Clinton in 1997. And what this act did is it offered cash bonuses to the states for every child they adopted out of foster care. So in order to receive the adoption incentive bonuses, local child protective services need more children. They must have merchandise, which is the children that sells. and you must have plenty so that the buyer can choose. Some counties are known to give 4,000 to 6,000 bonus for each child adopted out to strangers, and an additional 2,000 for special needs children. And, of course, this money just continues to follow the child and follow the child for years and years and years. And the employees work to keep those federal dollars flowing.
And that's why 67% of children nationally, and that happens to be the average in Texas as well, we have the state hearings on this, are on multiple psychotropic drugs, because yes, once they give them a designation, then the cash amount goes way up.
That's right. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. There's a baseline number. There's a baseline number that of expected adoptions based on population for each state. For every child that DHR or Child Protective Services or whatever it's called in your particular state can get adopted, there's this bonus of $4,000 to $6,000.
All right, Senator Schaefer, stay there. I'm sorry, we've got a break. That was a short segment. Long segment coming up. I want to get into what you just talked about, the ordering certain children. We know the blonde-haired, blue-eyed gets the top cash, and that's been confirmed. So they're trafficking in your children.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new silver solution liquid form was shown to be a powerful preventative for H5N1 influenza. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and virus. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order now to protect yourself and those you care about. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful, unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you, and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
You know, it's hard to talk about this subject, but listeners need to understand something. I've lived it. I've viewed it. I've watched it. I've been to family courts. Here in Austin, it's so corrupt. It's not just little kids they're grabbing. If you're late to class three times in Travis County, they charge you with truancy. Now, the state statute says it's way above 10 unexcused absences in one semester. Last time I checked the law, it changes sometimes. But to the point is, it's a whole bunch of absences. But they have portable buildings built on, and they send these family court judges out, and they call the parents in the morning, and they put this on CBS News. I mean, I knew it was happening, but it was on the news. They commit this crime right out in the open like it's good. And they say, you were late to class, and you're going to sign this agreement, or I'm going to put you in juvenile hall for 6 months. Now, the judge, she goes, for contempt. It was Judge Jean Meir, who has huge facilities named after her. Talk about witch-like. And she was on there going, you understand? You know, with this face on TV, I got to find that clip somewhere. She's like, you understand me? And the dad's like, do what he says. And the kid's crying, I'm sorry, I was late to class. I'm sorry. Then you sign. Now they've got you contractually. That was the trick. She couldn't have put you in jail. Now they've got you contractually, affirmed adjudication. Now you're in the system. Now they got you. And it's come out, judges all over the country, getting over $1 million apiece in many cases, to put girls who were late to class in jail in Ohio or in Illinois. A girl wrote something bad about her her principal, making fun of him. And they arrested her and gave her 6 months in a labor camp. Remember that? We can pull it up right now if you don't believe us. And it turned out the judge was getting over $1 million a year to fill the private prisons. And they were doing kickbacks. Oh, man, keep them coming. Oh, God, the federal money's incredible. Keep them coming. We need more. I mean, this is like Shawshank Redemption. So take my film Endgame, and then we're going to the senator. In there, we have a clip from the state Senate. And the representative asked her, Susanna Hupp asked her, she says, why do you put 60%+ of the children on Prozac-type drugs? And the head state board psychiatrist says, well, they have bad genes. There's no test for bad genes. They do. They just make it up. Anyways, I got to, ma'am, please continue with the bounties, because we've confirmed these, but you separately brought them up. For folks that don't know, the adoption agencies put out little bounties. And this is all even done on the up and up, but there's also a little under the table. Tell us about the bounties on people's children.
Certainly, these children come with bounties because we know that the incentives are available there. The federal incentives are available, and they can be $4,000 or $6,000. But actually, there is a beginning formula in which each bonus is multiplied. And this sounds complicated. It really isn't, but this is what the states go by. Each bonus is multiplied by the percentage that the state has managed to exceed its baseline adoption number. Therefore, the states and local communities work hard to reach their goals for increased numbers of adoptions for children in foster care. So, therefore, you get to the end of the year, and Child Protective Services Department in some state or in a county there in the state may not have taken as many children as they need to, and they have their formula or their bonus increases on the wall, and it tells exactly how many more children they need by the end of the year.
So it's just like a sales shop at a car dealership. They got the sales manager. You're not going to reach your goal, Bob.
That's exactly right.
In the cases I saw, in this one case, it was this auto mechanic and his young wife, and she had tested positive 3 years before. They don't tell you when you're at the hospital. They're testing your blood, and they go, she's got marijuana in her. No nut judge, no jury, no second test, no process. They come and take the blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby. Well, this is 3 years later, and so they contacted my show, and they said, we're pregnant, we're going back in the hospital, we just want to make sure they don't try to take them. They call. I leave the radio that day. I drive down there. I go in with a camera. The cops say, turn your camera off. I say, no. We open the door up, and the cop, and Mike Hansen was a witness to this. The camera doesn't pick it up very well. Mike Hansen was there. He got there even before me, and the cop actually had his hand on her neck making her sign it. You can't make this stuff up. This country's so gone, folks. And because they have special CPS cops just assigned to them who are particularly devilish. And they took the baby off her breast, the newborn baby, disappeared. And then we go to the court. They didn't even fill out the right name. They said the baby was 3 years old and that this lady had done all this abuse. The forms aren't just lies. They're so lazy and so criminal, they don't even care. They just use old forms and on. Have you ever seen that, Senator?
Well, I haven't exactly seen that. I do know that they take children right out of the hospitals, and sometimes they're 1 or 2 days old. But the caseworkers and social workers oftentimes, very often, are guilty of fraud, and they do withhold the evidence, and they fabricate the evidence. And their whole goal is to terminate the parental right of the parents. And parents are just left at the mercy. And all of this, in the best interest of the child, those words, in the best interest of the child, have been redefined. It's not in the best interest of the child. The bottom line is taking the children for money.
And the law was written, for those that don't know, I'd like you to speak to this because I know you're an expert on it, so you can speak to it. It was written to where, oh, we're supposed to keep the family together and give it to grandparents or the other spouse. Grandparents are now, don't like how the parents are operating. They advertise on TV to tattle. The grandparents go and tattle, and then they don't get the children 9 times out of 10.
Yes. There are lots of grandparents that cannot get their grandchildren, even when it would be best if the say the parents are on drugs. Someone does need to have access to those children, but oftentimes the grandparents are turned down. Now, there is a policy that you're supposed to secure a relative immediately for those parents, but oftentimes that relative is never sought out. The grandparents are never given the children, and a stranger then comes in and takes over the lives of those children.
And, ma'am?
And there is no, absolutely no financial resource or no real drive to unite the family back together or to keep them together or to provide any effective care for the family. That is completely gone. Now it's destroying the family.
Well, right out of high school, I learned about this because for a summer I worked for a large carpet cleaning place. And we would go to these houses because, you know, we might go to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 houses a day sometimes. And I'd say, what is this? And it'd be usually a middle-class house, 5-bedroom. Parts of it be nice. There'd be rooms locked. There'd be kids walking around, you know, in shorts with their shirts off, you know, ages 3 to 10. There'd be marijuana smoke. There'd be some fat. It always looked the same, some pervert-looking adult. And then, because you'd be in a two-man team, and I was with the older guy who knew about it. He goes, oh, this is some foster parent house. And I'm not attacking all foster parents, folks, but I saw what it is. It's lazy potheads or alcoholics that get 4 or 5 kids, and that's their business, is they warehouse them, and they're always getting caught killing them or locking them up or giving them one hot dog a day, bread and water, because they want all that money for their drug habit. And that's why I've seen statistics of foster parents being 5 times more likely to abuse children than any other group.
You're exactly right. The children are much more likely to be abused in foster care than at home with their own parents. The beginning of this journey for me began with a grandmother who was trying to get her 2 granddaughters in one of the counties in my district. The Child Protective Services had removed the 2 little girls from their mother, who was very young, and they based it on the fact that there was an unopened can of beer in the front of her car. They took these 2 little girls over to an adjoining county, put them in foster home over there where they had 18 children, all kinds of little rooms downstairs in the lower level of this home. And one of the caseworkers in that county was a pedophile.
Of course.
Who lived in that home and regularly sexually molested the children who were in the foster care. When this came up in court, I went to court with this grandmother and sat in the back of the courtroom. And we had a good attorney that day who pulled the walls down, who cross-examined one of the older children in this foster home, and she admitted that there was an inappropriate relationship between the foster mother and the caseworker. And then it got a little worse, and then the juvenile court judge got all nervous and said, counsel, meet me in my chambers, and they went out and stayed 5 minutes and came back, and our attorney just looked at us and out loud said, it's nothing but legal kidnapping. That's all it is, legal kidnapping. But let me tell you what happened.
Did they get the child back?
We pressed, it's called DFACS in Georgia, and we pressed and pressed and pressed. The judge said those children will be removed within a week. Well, a week was gone, 10 days was gone, the children were still there. We kept leaning on them to get those children out of there. And out of the blue, someone called this grandmother in Florida to tell her that they were bringing the children from Georgia to the state line, would she drive up to pick them up. She, of course, said she would be there. She got the children. They didn't have any clothes. One was not wearing shoes.
Mm-hmm.
She took them home, and within 3 days, that juvenile court judge drew up a new order, and she gave the two little girls to their father, who lived on the West Coast, who had never been involved in their lives, and who was involved in adult entertainment. I pulled his business up on the Internet. Pornographic. Awful.
That's why they gave it to him. And in fact, you come to the next point, Senator.
Within 3 days, that father was knocking on the door of that grandmother and took those two little girls screaming and crying to the West Coast.
Well, it's better than that in that death pit down there in that house with all those other little kids. Now,
for
those that don't know, I found out about this because I walked into these pits. And I probably only saw that summer 7 or 8 of them, but I mean, they were all the same.
That's horrible.
And literally, they're hell pits. And I'm Senator. You notice everything I've told you. You've seen the same thing because we've had the same similar experience, fighting this. And I just do it a little bit of the time. Frankly, I psychologically shy away from it because
it takes its toll on you.
It makes me feel very aggressive. It makes me want to. But the point is that when it comes right down to it, how many Homeland Security deputy directors of states have been caught with little kids? How many senators and congressmen, with the pages, and how many DHS officials, that want to stop child abuse, it turns out, are pedophiles? When you get down to it, you got a couple groups. You got parents that were, you've got children who were abused, who think that all parents are abusive and they're gonna punish the family. Because I went to college with some people that were going to be social workers, and you'd be out drinking beer, and the girl would say, I just can't wait to take kids from these bad parents because I was abused. So there's those mentally ill people. Then there's pedophiles who want access to kids, and then there's scumbags that just want money. And I got to say, that's basically what makes up CPS in my experience. And I think, from what I've seen, I'd probably say 30% of them are pedophiles. And the problem is this crime rate, this crime spree is growing.
Yes,
so,
it is.
So can you comment on that? And where is this going? How do we stop them?
Well, I would say that there are definitely pedophiles in the system. There's no question about that, because we know where there's children, there are pedophiles. They're in schools and they're in churches and they're everywhere where they can get their hands on children. So we know that that's true. And it's got to be brought to an end. It's got to be completely exposed for what it is. And in my opinion, it needs to completely be dissolved. I don't see any good left in Child Protective Services. As far as picking up a child that's being totally abused, the police could do that just as well as Child Protective Services.
And then you have due process. And exactly. Well, take Texas. Did you hear about the Texas Youth Commission?
I don't know.
I mean, there's so many crimes. I'm not knocking you if you haven't.
You're not talking about all those children in Texas that were picked up at one time.
No, that was with that Mormon sect.
Right.
Did you hear about how the child jails and the child facilities had organized pornographic rings and big rape parties for the children, and the state police found out about it and then weren't allowed to stop it, and now they forced the director out because he did the right thing?
I have heard about that in other states, but I have not heard about what happened in Texas, no.
Okay, well, here in Texas, it came out that every major facility was doing stuff that people wouldn't even believe. You can read it in the mainstream news. Now, they used that to pass a law for more money for the agencies. I'm sure you heard about Florida, where it turned out the directors were pedophiles and 3,000 kids were missing and all that. What did they get? More money, more power. The incredible thing is, the worse they get, the more money and power they get.
It appears that way. But all of it is based on money, and that's where it's going to have to be cut off. The federal incentives have got to be cut off and be removed on a federal level in order to get this stopped.
And that's where we go now in the closing minutes we have left in this interview, Senator. and again, we can only commend you and pray for you in this fight and then politically going after you, solutions. But before we hit that, I wanted to finish up. Specific orders for specific children that look a specific way. I mean, you've now saying you've discovered that.
Right, right. We have discovered that. We haven't discovered it in every state, but we've discovered it in many states, and we have so many families calling that are absolutely delirious. They are so desperate. They do not know where to turn, and actually, they have no place to turn for help. And, of course, parents, the poorer the families are, those are the ones who are targeted because they don't have the wherewithal to fight the system or hire an attorney. And they are just caught up in it, and many of them are because their children are blue-eyed or blonde or exactly what someone wants, and those families are targeted. So it is just heartbreaking as to what is going on and what we've got to do in order to bring this to an end.
Have you ever heard about what the former head FBI agent in Southern California discovered about the CPS, even in the 80s? They have public auctions, closed auctions in Las Vegas with the kids on the block. These people.
Well, you know, we have some states now that put the children on the internet, and you can just go through their pictures and choose the one you want.
See how pure evil's just right out in the open now, like it's no big deal.
And then there are some children that even if you might like to, if a really good person who is really trying to help a child will choose that child, oftentimes then they refuse to let these parents have the child. So if your motives are pure as the driven snow and you're trying to really help get a child out of that system and give them a new life, oftentimes they won't let the children go.
No, they want client houses where they warehouse the kids, a lot of times locked up, and they've ruled, oh, they can legally lock them up and stuff, and these little cages. They only want client foster parents that want to run the money in and put them on drugs because that's shared with the local CPS.
Right, right. It is one of the most corrupt situations that we could ever have in this country. And
yeah, well, what we need is to take the country back, have mass trials, and hang about 10,000 of these people high. Because this rivals the Nazis. By the way, the Nazis had CPS. That's how they started grabbing people's kids the year Hitler was elected in 1933. He was a eugenicist. We'll be right back with the senator. Stay with us. Final segment.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You know, the senator probably had a million more things she could have told you, but I was interrupting the whole time. But it's because I'm trying to relay and back up everything she's saying that it's so horrible that even when I think about it, and I've been studying it for 14 years, I can't believe it. And, I mean, you'll be facing down one of these CPS workers, and, man, you're like, I mean, you know, these are demonic, soft, goblin-like creatures. I mean, they're archetypes. Because, I mean, how could somebody go around stealing kids all day outside the law and seeing horror? They enjoy it. They're evil. They enjoy the pain. I'm going to ask the senator about some solutions, maybe have her back on to go over some more of those and how to fight these people, how to expose them. I got to tell you about two sponsors before we go back to her. One of them is Home Gain. You can check out Max Little Orange Gorilla at Infowars.com. They have a home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. It's absolutely free. Just enter your home address. They have a lot of great mortgage companies and other stuff you can contact through their site. It's just a great portal. It's all free. Realtors. HomeGain, HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today. And Survival Seed Bank. In a real crisis, folks, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. And you heard earlier from the London Guardian reporter, they're now restricting buying seeds in Europe and England. I mean, this is insane. You can check them out at survivalseedbank.com. Heirloom, non-GMO seeds, super high quality, great price. Get your own Survival Seed Bank today, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, survivalseedbank.com. Okay, Senator, What are solutions to fight these demons? I mean, do we just get the public educated what we're doing now about their rights, get bigger organizations together to fight them, Congress, state laws? Because we always push to get state laws to stop them, and they always take it over and get more power out of us trying to lobby to reform. How do we beat pure evil?
Very, very strong bill that I introduced to correct it here in the state of Georgia, and, of course, that bill was defeated. I also had several parents lined up to come down and do a video, and the video was defeated. And then, of course, I lost my Senate seat. So there's a huge battle over this, and many states don't want to let that money go that they've gotten used to. And one thing we haven't mentioned that I'd like to bring out is how huge the bureaucracy is. It is made up of caseworkers and social workers and attorneys and guardian ad litem and judges and psychiatrists and psychologists, and it goes on and on. The bureaucracy is huge, made up of people who look to the children in Child Protective Services for their job security. And none of these people want to let this be brought to an end.
In fact,
this is where they get their paycheck.
And it's not being brought to an end. It's radically expanding.
Absolutely it is. And they're expanding with it. And we can see the children that are already being sent into mental health facilities. I had a mother that two children were put in mental health facilities. And, of course, that brings in Medicaid. And these two children were on 16 drugs a day.
Good Lord.
So it is corrupt to its absolute core. And we must stand against it. We must keep talking about it. And families that are listening to us today that are caught up in this, they need to continue to fight the system. continue.
Senator, I got to stop you. We got 45 seconds. What about websites, or how do folks get a copy of your bill to get it passed in their state? I got to have you back for more solutions, but contact info, groups you recommend.
There are just welcome groups that they can recommend, or they can contact me at Eagle Forum of Georgia.
Just Google Eagle Forum of Georgia, or there's also the Senator Nancy Schaefer website as well. Nancy Schaefer, we want to have you back up. God bless you. You're a true angel, and we appreciate your courage. I know it's hard to do what you do because it's so hard. God bless you. Thank you, Senator. Our retransmission starts now, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.